News Roundup. And now, the Nobel. It's been a year to remember for Al Gore. There was the Oscar win for the former vice president's global warming documentary, An Inconvenient Truth.
If you look at the 10 hottest years ever measured in this atmospheric record, they've all occurred in the last 14 years.
Well, now he and the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change have won the Nobel Peace Prize. In Oslo, Stein Tønnesson, who directs the International Peace Research Institute, says it's a worthy choice.
He personifies the struggle to raise awareness of the threat from climate change through his film, his books, his lecture tours.
Gore has said repeatedly that he is not interested in running for president again, but there's a grassroots movement growing to get him into the race. Now what's the likelihood? Jim Vanderhyde, Politico.com, tells the CBS Early Show.
He's going to have to face off with Hillary Clinton. That is a ruthless campaign. They know his vulnerabilities. He knows it would be an uphill road, so he's not going to get in unless he thinks he can do it.
Well, police in the Philadelphia suburb of Plymouth Meeting say it had all the earmarks of a chilling Columbine-style plot in the making. A 14-year-old is in custody after authorities say they found an arsenal, including grenades, an assault rifle, and bomb-making instructions at the boy's home. And says CBS's Maggie Rodriguez, that's not all that convinced police.
They have no doubt this was the real deal. Not only did they find weapons at his home, but they found a diary, a graphic diary, which they say make it clear he meant business. On top of that, they found a video of Columbine High School and the massacre there.
Classes will be held as usual, but some kids have a bad case of jitters.
I'm scared. I'm scared that maybe it may happen again.
Well, they said there was more guns and stuff, and who knows if there's people in here with guns, you know? I don't want to take the chance.
One of the so-called Gina Six is back in jail. Michael Bell has been sentenced to 18 months for a probation violation. Reporter Tanya Francois of CBS affiliate KSLA-TV says Bell was facing earlier charges.
His hearing was basically the sentencing for their three previous charges that he had. Two were for a simple battery, one for a destruction of property.
Bell's involvement with five other black teenagers in beating up a white classmate touched off a civil rights firestorm in Gina, Louisiana this summer. Well, if trying to figure out drug labels gives you a splitting headache, you're not alone. What can be done to make them more decipherable? Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, 90 million Americans have trouble making heads or tails out of information that affects their health.
You can go to a Walgreens and get one drug label, yet you can go to a CVS pharmacy and get something completely different.
The Institute of Medicine is convening an all-day summit to try to figure out how to change that.
Give people a very clear, standard way of seeing the information.
So they don't take too little medicine or overdose, says Northwestern expert Dr. Michael Wolf. He's attending for the American College of Physicians. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's the director versus the watchdog in an unusual investigation turnabout. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, this involves the CIA and its inspector general.
Right, Nick, a highly unusual move here as CIA Director Michael Hayden orders an internal look at the agency's own watchdog officer. The Inspector General's office had issued some critical reports on the CIA's work before and after the 9/11 attacks. Published reports say the director's move has raised concerns about efforts to muffle the Inspector General. The CIA insists that Hayden believes in the work of the Inspector General's office, but he also wants some ideas on possible improvements there, Nick.
Uncle Sam is not waiting for the states when it comes to drawing up plans for dealing with a major emergency. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
FEMA says it's a recipe for sequential failure, Nick, waiting for states to ask for federal help to deal with natural disasters. So FEMA Chief David Paulson says the agency is drawing up what he calls base plans for some calamities, including a San Francisco earthquake or a Florida hurricane. After taking a lot of heat for a weak response to Hurricane Katrina, FEMA now displaying a more aggressive stance toward disaster. No mention of a base plan for New Orleans, Nick.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The Diamondbacks scored first, but the Rockies scored most. And that's what fans were counting on last night. Fans in Denver going wild after their team takes game one of the NLCS, beating Arizona 5-1. A modest Jeff Francis getting the win before a sold-out crowd in Phoenix.
You just try to come out here every day and not try to recreate what you did last time, but just move forward and make the necessary adjustments to try and get people out.
Game two tonight in Arizona at 8:18. Republicans say State Representative Debbie Stafford of Aurora switching parties does not affect the balance of power at the State House. They claim her seat most likely will be filled with another Republican after she leaves office next year, Stafford becoming the 40th Democrat in the State House of Reps after announcing the party switch yesterday. And a Wisconsin man who shot and killed a mountain lion that attacked his dog near Nederland will not be facing charges. State wildlife officials say they won't press charges against the man because he was protecting his personal safety. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. Looks like a typical Friday. For the most part, we're seeing some lighter traffic on some of our highways, and then we're getting a little bit busy in some areas. Southbound I-25 starting to fill in between 104th and 84th. Same for your drive along westbound I-76 toward I-25. Now, we do still have Highway 74 closed in Morrison. It's about 1 mile west of Morrison. That is due to police activity in the area, so please seek an alternate around that. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day with a high of 74.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide, 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
Show. My show is starting Monday, this coming Monday morning, 7:20 a.m. for your chance to win. If you hear your name, call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you'll be $760 richer. Because we like giving away.
That's 8 minutes to you and me.
Right. We like giving away the company's money. We enjoy that. Good morning, John Turk. Nice to have you along.
Morning, Jay.
All right. We're going to go into open phones here today, but we're also going to weave in and out. So we have got plenty of chances for you to get off your half moons and chime in on anything that you want to talk about. That's how open phones works. That's what it does. Anything that may be on your mind. Maybe you heard something from a couple of days ago. Maybe you've got something on your mind now. Maybe you had something on your mind earlier in the week. You couldn't call in. You didn't have a chance. Whatever the case may be. Or you just have something that's eating at you and you want to... Boy, that sounds very country music-like, doesn't it? You have something eating at you. You know, with phraseology like that, I could get a job at the Wolf. Or KYGO. Anyway... Anything that may be eating at you, you can call 303-713-7600 and get on the program. We've got guests, too. Christy Harvey will not be here this morning. She's under the weather and doesn't feel well. We'll investigate that situation and get an answer from her next week. John and I have a sneaking suspicion that she's not here because she doesn't want to face you, me, and everybody else over the fact that the Rockies whooped the Phillies, and she doesn't want to have to fess up to that and talk about it. By the way, the Rockies won last night against the Diamondbacks. Good for them. And Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize. That was announced this morning. And how sad this was that for some reason Mary and I had CNN on after we had turned it off last night when Wolf Blitzer was making some ridiculous statement during the Situation Room. And lo and behold, they don't have anybody, and I mean they have no one, here in the United States to get on the air at like 4 o'clock in the morning and say something about Al Gore. They instead have to go to their international bureau, and some guy, I assume, who's sitting in London to talk about this, he puts on some guy that I have never heard of, who has this completely skewered view of the whole thing. I mean, it was ridiculous. I finally turned to Mary and said, gee, don't we have any old I Love Lucy's DVR? Mary loves that show. So... We went to that. But isn't that a shame? Because, you know, 20 years ago, I always talk about the media this time of the morning. I don't know why, but 20 years ago, if something like this would have happened, we would have gone to, like, a local person. We would have gone to somebody in the United States. We would have gone to somebody in New York. We would have gone to somebody in Los Angeles. We would have gone to somebody in Tennessee where Al Gore lives. We would have had somebody here locally, but instead we get the international division of CNN. And this guy, I don't know, some American expatriate, I don't know what his name was, who was discussing this and making absolutely ludicrous and stupid points about Al Gore. It was incredible. Absolutely incredible. But that's the media world we live in this day and age, and there's nothing you can do about it except not participate, which I choose not to do on a regular basis. Here's something. We're going to try to get her on and try to talk to her about it. Not today, but maybe on Monday we'll get her on. And by the way, Monday we have Carl Bernstein on the show, saying the Republican Party no longer represented her values. Republican State Representative Debbie Stafford of Aurora announced that she is switching parties, becoming the 40th Democrat in the State House of Representatives. Stafford, 55, is considered a minister from Aurora, who represents Arapahoe and Elbert counties. Ideally, I find myself a moderate, and I think I would be best suited for a third party. However, the reality that our political system is not designed for a third party voice to be strong, my answer was to join a party that better reflects my values and respects my contribution. I am not leaving the Republican Party as much as I believe the Republican Party has left me. Stafford says she has major issues with Republicans when she voted with Democrats last year to change a law which had made it harder for homeowners to sue developers over construction defects. And I don't think she's alone in this. I think a lot of us feel this way, that we're stuck with no place to go. I mean, there are things in the Democratic Party that are not very attractive. And I've said this on the air millions of times. I mean, the only thing that holds me there are people like Ed Perlmutter, who, by the way, has got another government in the grocery coming up tomorrow. It's in Aurora. I'll get the date and the time and all that for you. I just forgot to get it, and I don't have it in front of me. But guys like Congressman Ed Perlmutter, Mark Udall, Congressman Mark Udall, Bill Ritter, but there's a lot. The whole Democratic Party is just it's hard to put up with them, just as hard as it is to put up with the Republicans. It's equally as hard to put up with them. And you know what? It's equally as hard to get on here every single day and do politics every single day, which is what I'm ending up starting out here this morning with, which I shouldn't. You know, I should mix this up a little bit and throw something else in there. And oh Lord, does anybody want me to comment about Ann Coulter? It's like every single day these guys do something and there's something to talk about. Now Ann Coulter, slamming Jews and talking about Jesus. Doesn't anybody understand, if you proselytize, don't you understand that if you do this kind of stuff, you don't win any friends, that you don't get anybody to your side, that all you do is offend the people that you're trying to reach? Because I assume that most Christians believe that it's their job in the duty of Christ Almighty to get us, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, whatever it is you consider yourself to be, Church of Scientology. Oh, no, that's not a religion. It's a fiction. To get us to switch over, right? But how do you do that when you're constantly being condescending and browbeating people, like indicating that, well, I'm Christian, so I'm a step above you? I mean, how does that work? How's that going to win anybody over? I've said this before. I'll say it again. I feel so sorry for Jesus. Why I feel sorry for him? I mean, I don't know if he really existed or he didn't exist. I don't know if he was a messenger of God, if he was a prophet, if he was just a crackpot guy. I don't have any idea, because I don't have any belief in him, and I've said this before, or even I just can't find God. But I feel sorry for him, because his name, well, you know what? His name is like the American troops. His name is like the flag. His name is like patriotism. In other words, all kinds of crackpot people hide behind him and interpret his word and crack the whip over everybody else. And I would never want that to happen and have my name being used. Well, you know, Jesus says. And how do we know even Jesus even had any input into the Bible? Right? How do we know that the Bible is not the same thing as L. Ron Hubbard? And then if you bring this stuff up, and somebody calls up at 303-713-7600 and says, see, you're hostile towards religion. See, you don't like all Christians. See, you wouldn't like it if Jews did it. You wouldn't like it if we talked about Jews that way. I'm not hostile towards religion. If you're happy in religion, fine. Okay, the point I'm trying to put up here to Ann Coulter and everybody else is, you know what? The more you push, the more people have a tendency to resist.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sheerance. Go ahead, special agent. Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agents.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Early to think about winter driving conditions and how did your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms. Well, Green Diamond Tires are an Icelandic invention from a region of the world where they know a thing or two about safe winter driving. Tires that are environmentally friendly and safe. Remolding technology comes primarily from Europe, and unlike yesterday's retread, state-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces. Every Green Diamond tire sold means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle-sized tire. The Green Diamond tire is an excellent example of an environmentally responsible, recycled product that is actually superior to the original product from which it is made. And Green Diamond tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. So in adverse driving conditions, you know, it's sloppy out there, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. And that's whether you're driving on ice, in snow, or even in clear conditions. These tires create safety for all seasons. And as the tread wears, new granules appear at the tread surface, affording enhanced safety, control, handling, and security. So they are environmentally friendly, and they are the best to drive on. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
I was surfing online late one night when my eyes fell on an incredible sight. At MedBed Chevrolet, my trade is worth more. I could get a new truck, a new 4x4.
Do the smash.
Do the MedBed smash.
The MedBed smash.
You'll save lots of cash. At MedBed, you can lease a new Chevy Tahoe for 4 years at just $299 a month. And you can get 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Chevy trucks with your approved credit. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Now everything's cool. You'll save lots of dollars. MedBed's got a sale on new Impalas. Just $179 a month. A heck of a deal. The Chevy Impala is a great set of wheels. At MedBed Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedBed Chevrolet Castle Rock.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22,683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41,048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and first payment.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior.
Okay, bet you can't tell me who did the original version of Express Yourself.
Necessary, blame it on Ice Cube. Because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate.
Can't tell me, John?
I do not know. I should know this one, too.
Anybody out there know who did the original version of Express Yourself? I believe it was Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band, but I could be wrong about that. 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. That's NWA right there. High today, 72. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? Oh, and we're already getting calls from the Scientology world about our 8 o'clock guest, Lacey Bruman, who's executive director at the Colorado State Office of National Alliance of Mental Illness, because we're going to talk about these whack jobs with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, which is an Orwellian term. Their group run by the Church of Scientology, which we all know is totally and completely whacked out anyway. Hey, man, let me see your theta meter or whatever the hell it is that they use. And if you've ever been to their headquarters in Clearwater, Florida, they all walk around with these uniforms on. See, anything that has a paramilitary smacks of paramilitaryism to me, I have a real problem with. Not that I'm against the military. I just think that you can find God. You should be able to find God without having to submit yourself totally. And I don't want some guy monitoring me and all this other wacky stuff that goes on. Of course, then again, you can get a shot on Oprah and jump around on couches like Tom Cruise. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Will in Arvada. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Well, good. I was just, you know, I wanted to know what your take on the Al Gore nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize was.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's great he won, too. I think it's really great because look what he's had to go through. First of all, being treated by the fringe right as being a lunatic, then having to go through that whole thing of getting basically getting ripped off in the presidential election in 2000. And now it turns out that, hey, he's vindicated, basically, because he turns out to be on the right side of just about everything. Now, he's done some things and he said some things that I didn't agree with, but on the big major issues, he's turned out to be on the right side. And who's turned out to be on the wrong side?
Right, but my only concern with that is that they were wanting to play this in California schools, and did you know that California schools would have to put in no more less than 10 disclaimers? Because that film is not actually, I mean, not completely fact-based, in fact.
Well,
there's
conjecture
and there's, like, opinion.
Yeah, I think you're going to run into that, but I think you're going to run into that no matter what you do. And I think you're going to run into that no matter what position you take on any controversial subject. But you have to agree that, by and large, the majority of the world's scientists agree that global warming is a problem. We're long past debating the fact that it doesn't exist. And you have to give him credit because 20 years ago, when nobody was talking about this, he was talking about it.
Yeah, I guess you are right there.
That's right. So, I mean, okay, so let's say his movie has 10 things in it that are questionable and up for debate. That's 10 things out of how many things that are in there, and how much of that, of what he's talking about, have become accepted scientific standard, unless you're somebody like, unless you're a senator or a congressman, and you're like Inouye or Inhofe or whatever, and you're a front for the petroleum industry.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think that certainly that takes us in a better direction. I don't know if it's Nobel, you know, Peace Prize.
Oh, I think it's definitely Nobel Peace Prize because it's one of the biggest things that's threatening human life on this planet. And if you traditionally look at who wins those things, it's people who engage in scientific and or humanitarian breakthrough type of things, whether it's in science, arts and letters, or whatever, a whole gambit. So on something that faces this planet that is very, very crucial, here's a guy who, before anybody else, really started to pay attention to it. Here's a guy who went out on a limb and started working on it. And what does he get for this? What does he get for doing it? You know what he gets for doing it? He gets an Oscar, but he also gets trashed. He also gets attacked and smeared, and all kinds of BS crap is put out on the Internet about him, and all kinds of lies are told about him. I think he damn well deserves it. Good for him.
My only thing with that is, modern history's only studied the weather for, what, a couple hundred years?
Well, what difference does it make?
Anthropological, you know, meteorology studies. Well, I'm just saying that there is evidence to suggest that we've had several fluctuations in our core temperature here on the planet Earth.
So let's cut to the chase. So are you saying that, in your opinion, that global warming does not exist?
I think that maybe there. Yeah, I think the possible. I'm not. Now listen, I'm not saying yes or yay or nay But I think that there's a lot of, there's like, it doesn't seem like there's any anymore. It's just like, this is it. It's global warming, and this is what it is.
Well,
and,
I think that if
and
you...
I think that there is room for debate.
Would you agree that the majority of scientists in the world accept the concept of global warming?
I would say, I believe so. To the most degree, but I also believe...
All right. So was in the end, was Al Gore correct on this, or was he wrong?
Again, you know, I just think that I think that there's room for, you know.
No, that's not answering the question. Was Al Gore right or was he wrong?
I think he's wrong. I mean, the movie.
You think Al Gore is wrong?
About global warming. I think that
what
now,
part
think,
about
you know
global,
what, you
what
know
part
what,
about global, what, no, wait a minute, what
let
part
take
of,
this
what,
back. I'll take
no.
it back, because I don't really,
all
right, you're right.
Because I was going
right.
to ask
well,
you, what
is,
part do you think, where, all right, where do you think he's wrong?
The honest truth.
All right, where do you think he's wrong?
Well, you know, actually, my thing is it just keeps getting crammed down my throat, and I just
well,
want
because
to see
it's
both
like,
sides.
But, yeah, but it's like anything else. It's like anything else. If there are enough people out there who think that it's a dire emergency, that it's a huge problem, you're going to get it crammed down your throat because people are trying to sound the alarm and they're trying to get you to pay attention. And all you have to do is just go sit and Google global warming, and there's all kinds of stuff there, and go determine for yourself. But I think that if you agree with me that the majority of scientists agree that it is a problem, how can you then wheel back around and say that you're either not sure or you don't know or you think Al Gore is wrong?
I'm not sure, and I just don't think you should get a Nobel Peace Prize
for a movie that's politically based. But that shows you right there that you didn't read the whole. You didn't read the release of the text. Now, did you? When they gave him the award.
No, sir.
Okay, they gave him the award not based on the movie.
Okay, well
they gave him the award based on his work and. You know, how are you gonna, okay, look, let me ask you these two questions. Number one, do you think the discussion of global warming, do you think it's important?
Yes.
Okay, number two, do you think if somebody commits 20 some odd years or more of their life to working on this problem and turns out to be one of the first to really raise it to public awareness, do you think that they deserve something for that? I mean, who better in the field? Okay, who else is out there that would have deserved it?
Yeah, I guess if you put it that way, I mean, certainly he has really brought this whole
that's what it's about.
Thing to bear. So.
That's what it's about. And let me give you a final example on this. Claude Simone, it's a guy Mary and I met in Paris in 1996.
Okay.
Claude Simone won the Nobel Prize for Literature for a book called Conducting Bodies. And it's a sad fact that book is no longer in print. However, you can get a used copy of it. It is a part of literature, French literature, called Nouveau Roman, and it's groundbreaking. And if you read that book, if you can get through that book, and you can read it, it happens to be one of my all-time favorite books. A lot of people don't like it. But if you can read it, and you can get through it, and I had a struggle to get through it, and you like it, you'll see why he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. He won it because what he did and what those people that were involved in Nouveau Roman, like Claude Simone and Rob Grier and all those folks, what they did, it was groundbreaking and it was historic. And that's one of the reasons why he won that year. And this is one of the reasons why Al Gore wins this year. And he's going to get trashed. You know, Limbaugh and all the other assassins are going to start after him. But the fact is that, hey, had he not done what he did, and had he not stuck his neck out there about this, chances are, we might not be having this conversation.
And then the thing I could say on that too positively is the things that are going on in our change towards different energies and stuff is a positive thing, I think. So.
Exactly, and I'll tell you why it's a positive thing.
Certainly, even if global warming isn't true, which I don't know, just the idea that we're making changes in our environment towards better alternatives is a great thing.
Well, here's the way we ought to look at it, I think. Now, see if you agree with me. I love cars. I love combustible engines.
Me too.
But if we move off fossil fuel and come up with some kind of really workable alternative, it's a national security question. We won't have to have any more kids dying in foreign lands for stuff buried under the ground.
Yeah.
We could wake up tomorrow morning and we could tell the Iraqis, we could tell the Saudis, we could tell the Iranians, we could tell all of them, hey, Bob on this, because we don't need it anymore.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's a huge thing.
That's right, man. So it's a positive. All right, Will, have a good weekend.
You too, Jay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You got it, brother. 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour here at 303-713-7600. It's open phone. Jay, as much as I love cars, and I do, God, I love them. I love them to the point where it's a sickness. I mean, you know, I just, to have a sick ride is like everything in the world to me. I just love cars. But I would love to wake up tomorrow morning and be able to turn to Nigeria, and be able to turn to Saudi Arabia, and be able to turn to any of these countries, Venezuela, that thinks that they're going to hold us hostage, and say, hey, guess what? We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't care. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And I long for that day. And I long for the day that we don't have any more kids dying over some black liquid that we have to suck up out of the ground. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Open phone 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. And you know what happens if you don't respond? If you don't respond, Gina will be doing a 25-minute traffic report.
Whoa. Yeah. Right on.
Or I may just come in there and bring you a phone book and have you read that.
Cool. Okay.
Or you could read from the Old Testament.
I would prefer that.
Yeah, that would drive people crazy, wouldn't it?
Okay.
You know, considering, according to Ann Coulter, us Jews are not perfected, but so you'd have to read our Bible. But I know you wouldn't mind.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right.
It's 6:37. What's it look like other than being dark outside?
Well, nothing really. It looks like a kind of a typical Friday. We don't have any wrecks. We don't have any stalls. We don't have any major areas for delay. So pretty much the status quo, southbound I-25 as usual, stacking up downtown and through Thornton, North Glen. Pretty much the same on eastbound 6th if you're coming out of Lakewood. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a sunny day.
On Lifetime, The Gallery, a two-night premiere event.
Annie?
Something very strange is happening to Dr. Michael Foster.
She couldn't have just vanished.
A gathering no one could ever imagine.
They're coming. They're born.
A gathering that has him fighting for his family and our future.
I need to get to the bottom of this, Sonny. I need to take care of my daughter.
Peter Gallagher, Jamie Lynn Sigler, The Gathering. Part 1 premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 central, with Part 2 Sunday at 9, 8 central on Lifetime.
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore. Open Studios Artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener, Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
I am busy, 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 busy. I eat, drink, and sleep busy. When I wake up, I'm busy. When I go to sleep, I'm busy. I am the king of Busy Island. So the first place I went to get my car insurance was Progressive.com because I know they provide me with all the information to make the right decision. It's simply one stop and I'm done. Boom. I tell you more, but I'm just too busy.
If you're super busy, go to Progressive.com and we'll give you our rates and in most cases other leading companies. It's the fastest way to save hundreds.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates may fail to Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on nearby.
Join me for the 10th annual Real Estate Investors Wealth Building Convention and discover opportunities in foreclosures, rentals, tax exchanges, and fix and flips. October 13th and 14th, sponsored by the Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. Details at realestateconvention.com. That's realestateconvention.com or 888-58-REAL-ESTATE, 888-58-REAL-ESTATE. real estate.
Use your imagination for just a moment. Imagine you're one of those people that truly understands the stock market, working a few minutes a day, making serious money. Now picture in your mind the lifestyle you've always wanted. Nice car, nice house, maybe a boat. Think for a moment what it'd be like not punching a clock and making some other guy rich. Got that picture in your mind? You can make that picture real. How? Simple. Get the expertise you need and do it in a fraction of the time it takes the market hotshots. Top Trader will teach you in simple language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Top Trader was developed by two hugely successful stock market gurus. Top Trader is a proven system that gives you all the tools you need to succeed and get rich. Get your free 3-CD set and see for yourself just how simple it really is. You really can make a profit in any market condition just like the big boys. Get your free instructional 3-CD set, a $50 value right now. Just pay shipping and handling. Check this out now. Don't wait. Call 800-385-8507. That's 800-385-8507. Call 800-385-8507.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love, but I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, honey. I changed my mind, this world is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love you should.
You know, John Church has raised a very important point, and it's very true. Tell us what other radio station in this town plays NWA and Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, at 6:41 in the morning, 41 minutes after the hour. How wild does this sound song? This song sound. How wild does this sound? Imagine the parents were upset at this. Or how about when Jerry Lee marries his 13-year-old cousin Myra?
Now,
you know where Jerry Lee got this piano playing style, don't you? He got it from a guy by the name of Moon Mulligan. Moon Mulligan was this Western swing piano player who used to drink like crazy and chase prostitutes. 6:42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 72. It's open phones. Jay Marvin with you. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
First of all, I want to say don't give the Scientologist people too much credit by giving them a paramilitary image. I think of it more like, some group of uniformed people off of one of the old Star Trek episodes.
Yeah, you know, that's a better analogy. That's exactly what they look like. That's exactly, you're right, that's exactly what they look like. They are, how does anybody get that's some kind of a religion? I don't understand that.
It's not, and they just want to bark loud so that they can be seen as being some kind of religion, and everybody just got to keep in mind that they're joking.
I agree.
But anyways, I wanted to get into Nancy Pelosi bringing this resolution about the Armenian genocide. I mean, I know it's the right thing to do and all, but don't you think the timing's a little weird? And I think that it kind of really arms the right with a ton of armament to throw at the Dems for, hindering the war effort. And I mean, if they're going to take that kind of flack, why not take it doing something good for the Armenians in this country, like protecting our rights?
Well, the thing I find really weird about it is that, yeah, most people acknowledge what happened. Most people acknowledge what went on there. But the trouble is, and I don't want to be insensitive, because I'm not insensitive. Lord knows I'm not, really, even though sometimes I think people think I am. I'm not really insensitive. But the thing is, I agree with you. Why now? Why this moment when there is so much other stuff going on that people in this country really care about and that are upset about, and we're involved in this. Why now? Why at this particular time when there's so much left to do and there's so much ground to gain and there's so much that should be debated? Why this now?
Well, like I said, I think it really gives the right a lot to work with against the Dems. I mean, we're always talking about building allies in the region to help with problems like Iraq. But how are we building allies with a country like Turkey when we're incensing the nation? I mean, yeah, it should be recognized, and most people do recognize it. But, I mean, if you throw it out there on a world scene like that, they're obviously going to feel offended. And, you know, I mean, we're looking for help, especially if we want to pull troops out. We're going to need, you know, countries like Turkey to fill the void and, you know.
Well, maybe we're not. Maybe we don't see it correctly because maybe we're not. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not. Well, I'm not Armenian, so I don't see it. Maybe I don't see it as being. Maybe I don't have the proper perspective on it. But I think that if you look at what people are talking about, are they talking about this? Are they concerned about it? Do they care about it? Did it happen last week? Did it happen 2 weeks ago?
No, absolutely not.
No. So we're sitting here in a situation where we've got a bad foreign policy, we've got health care problems, we've got immigration problems, we've got economic problems. I mean, you could tick it all the way down the line. So why are we dealing with this? And this is a resolution. So haven't we had kind of enough? You know, I was thinking about this last night. Haven't we had enough of their non-binding resolutions? I'm talking about on both sides now.
Yeah. I mean, to say the least. It's like, I mean, it's not even a slap on the wrist, pretty much.
Well, what are you going to do now? I mean, I think we all acknowledge that there were atrocities there. I think we all acknowledge that bad things happened. I think everybody acknowledges that. But what are you going to do about it now? And, I mean, to me, it's just kind of like, well... Where did this come from?
That's why I think that it arms the right. I mean, they're going to say, where did this come from? And the accusations are going to fly. Of course, they've always said that the Dems, you know, want to hurt the war effort. They don't care what happens to the troops. And this is just going to arm them with, you know, more of that, oh, well, you're just attacking Turkey because, you know, you want to hurt the war effort. This is a bad move.
Well, you're right. And they could very well turn around and try to pull that. I would just say to the speaker, God, with all the things that are going on in this country, what, you guys are going to sit around and debate this and cause a big brouhaha over this? Not that what happened isn't important, but... Yeah, and they always say to you, here's what they always say to you. They always say this to you. They always say, well, we can multitask. Well, I'm starting to think, no, maybe you can't multitask.
No, I
mean, it looks like the Dems are going to cave on this whole FISA thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you want to protect Armenian people, especially anybody from a Middle Eastern ascent is going to be the ones first that this FISA thing is going to affect because... who do you think is going to get rendered first?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm right there with you, and watching that whole and reading about that whole tussle yesterday about all of this, I just thought to myself, you know, come on, let's get some of these other problems solved.
Yeah, exactly. And let me just say that, you know, I mean, put it in really, it might be a little bit of a stretch, but if you put it in the terms of, as far as gasoline cars go, I sure as hell wouldn't trade an American 18 or 19 year old man or woman service person for the ability to drive.
No,
anything.
No, I wouldn't either. And to me that's where we ought to reposition the whole discussion about energy and global warming, and we ought to reposition it to a matter of national security, saying to people, okay. You want to continue down the same road we're going down, then be prepared for these consequences. Otherwise, let's do something we should have done years ago and figure out some suitable, usable alternative, even if you're of the school where you believe that there's no such thing, and there are people out there, that there's no such thing as global warming, fine, if I can't reach you with that, let me try this one, okay? You want your son, you want your daughter, you want your grandson, you want your granddaughter off fighting in some strange place so you can have a gallon of gasoline? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Jay.
We'll see you.
Bye.
6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. Hey, the beef box is open. Have you checked this out? Go online, am760.net. Everybody's got an opinion. Videotape yours, or digitally video do it, you know, and then upload it to us. And you, too, can be on the Jay Marvin beef box at am760.net. Here's Gina. No beef with the traffic. Gina, what's up?
Thanks, David. Well, we're still dealing with that highway closure. Highway 74, about a mile west of Morrison, been shut down for several hours now. We've got police activity in the area, so steer clear of that. Try to seek an alternate around it. Other than that, though, in the Denver area, we're looking great. We just have eastbound 270 getting very busy now between I-76 and Vasquez. Same for northbound lanes of 225 from Parker toward Iliff. Weather outlook, it's going to be a beautiful day. Sunny and 74. We'll get some increasing clouds this evening.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
366, a free guide, $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock, guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
Does your computer make a turtle seem fast? As a Dell Premier Partner, PC Answers expert consultants can help you decide which Dell computer is right for you. Then we'll deliver and set up your new Dell at your home or office and make sure that everything works perfectly. Fast, simple, painless.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or referrallist.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Discover how easy it is to build a Lindell Cedar home. For innovative home designs to fit your lifestyle, call 1-888-4-LINDELL or visit us at Lindell.com, L-I-N-D-A-L.com.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 72. Open phones right now, and we've got a number of good guests here this morning, too. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to get a first-hand account of the United States Detention Facility in Guantanamo Bay by somebody who's been there a bunch of times, Clive Stafford Smith. He's the legal director of the UK charity Reprieve, whose clients include 40 detainees in Guantanamo Bay and prisoners on death row. And he's just released a book called The 8 O'Clock Ferry to the Windward Side, Seeking Justice in Guantanamo Bay. I think Guantanamo Bay is one of this country's biggest disgraces. And we'll be talking to him after 7 o'clock, then we'll take more of your phone calls. Let me go to Jay in Westminster. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I hear you talking about consensus of opinion with the global warming. And first of all, I want to say, yeah, I believe in global warming. Most of all, I really don't like the pollution that comes out of most cars. But in the talking about consensus of opinion, they had a New York Times article in the Science Edition. It's in there right now about diet and fat, a severe case of mistaken consensus. And it's written by, John Tierney, who's sort of a libertarian. But it more or less is saying, showing how a consensus can become skewed through through people more or less going along with the program. I can't do the article justice. I'd suggest reading it if you can. The article also brings up a Dr. Tobbs, Gary Tobbs. He's got I think it's on your station right now. They're advertising a book he's got out. But it's just kind of shows you how sometimes scientists can be wrong too.
Well, anytime you take anything that involves human beings, because human beings are not perfect, they're going to make mistakes, and then through further research and further working on a problem, sometimes counter-information comes up, and there's differing points of view. I don't think anybody is going to deny what you're saying there, but I think that the important distinction to make is that when it comes to this question of what's happening to the planet, and when it comes to the question of global warming, this guy Al Gore was way out in front.
Well, first of all, I want to say about science. That's the beauty of science. It all eventually comes out in the wash. Because there will be enough experiments showing that showing the truth. I mean, there will be no denying it at a certain point. And as far as Al Gore, I wish he was president. I'll tell you that. But I also grew up in the 70s, and I wonder what happened in the 70s. Everybody was for environmentalism. Everybody was for recycling, and then it all kind of just died in the 80s.
Well, I think people are for it now. But I think that what you have to bear in mind is to make these changes involves economic impact on people. And also, when it comes to anything or any question that's extremely difficult, when it comes to any question that's extremely complex and involves a lot of people, it's very, very hard to turn everybody on a dime. It's like I always remember back to this argument I got into with this guy, who has never called me since, but he called me, must have been 6-7 months ago, insisting that everybody, okay, from A to Z, should go to biofuel automobiles or hydrogen vehicles. And I said to him, yeah, that's okay, that's well and good, and I think that you're right about that, but here's why it won't work, because not everybody economically can make that transition. And he wouldn't face up to the reality of the economics involved. So in order to make these changes, it's going to take us a long, long time to get it done. Let's just hope and keep our fingers crossed that we get it done in time. Jay, thank you, man. Great call.
Sure.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk about Guantanamo, what I think is one of this country's biggest disgraces. And then we'll go back to open phones with more of your calls. So stick around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, folks, this is Pat Summerall with an offer that can help you enjoy your retirement years, adding flexibility to a fixed income with the peace of mind that comes from staying in your own home. Are you a 62-year-old homeowner? Well, my friends at American Guarantee Mortgage have a reverse mortgage that allows seniors to turn home equity into cash. There are no monthly payments and no income or credit requirements. Reverse mortgages do not affect your Social Security benefits and are tax-free. So take it from me, Pat Summerall, from a guy who knows the pros. When it comes to reverse mortgages, the pro is American Guarantee Mortgage. American Guarantee Mortgage is a local company that is a leader in the reverse mortgage industry. Got questions? American Guarantee Mortgage has the answer. Call the pros at American Guarantee Mortgage today and take the next step to a better life. That number is 303-577-4987. That number again, 303-577-4987. A Tom Martino referral list sponsor.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. He poured himself into spreading the gospel of climate change.
The planet has a fever. If the
and now former Vice President Al Gore has won a share of the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. Spokesman Katie Kreider.
Plus working on global warming, it's really been a 30-year odyssey for him, and this is just a new chapter.
CBS's Richard Roth tells us what global warming has to do with peace.
The Nobel Committee said global warming unstopped will lead to conflict over natural resources. And that's the link to peace.
Could the Peace Prize be Gore's link to the White House?
He would have to move to sprinter's position immediately to have any chance of even making all the deadlines to file for the various primaries.
Political science professor Larry Sabato. If you're a Green Beret, the Army wants you to keep your hat on. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnetto. Silver.
They make movies about Navy SEALs and write songs about Green Berets.
America's best.
Keep these elite fighters fighting. The Pentagon is paying big-time bonuses, more than $100 million the past 3 years, an Associated Press analysis shows. The aggressive retention effort is keeping these sought-after men and women from leaving the military for high-paying private industry jobs. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
It was a shock for parents in one Philadelphia suburb.
I'm scared that maybe it may happen again.
Police in Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, say they found an arsenal of guns, grenades, and knives in a 14-year-old boy's bedroom. He allegedly wanted to stage a Columbine-style attack on his former high school. President Putin laid it on the line at a meeting in Moscow with Secretary of State Rice and Defense Secretary Gates. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer in Washington. Peter, what did Putin tell them?
Well, the Russian leader is warning the U.S. to back off of plans to put missile defenses in Eastern Europe, Frank. Moscow sees it as a threat. The White House says those defenses are needed because of a potential missile attack from Iran. The administration hopes to bridge the gap with Putin. That's why Secretaries Rice and Gates are in Moscow. But Putin's Cold War-style rhetoric is just the latest chill in an increasingly icy relationship, and it could threaten a long-standing U.S.-Russian arms control agreement, Frank.
Your child was late. Your child didn't do her homework. Your child weighs too much. Florette Martinez says that's the school note her daughter came home with.
Mom, it says I'm overweight. I'm fat, Mom. Mm-hmm. And it just broke my heart to hear her cry.
Mrs. Martinez says her daughter is just big-boned. The letter was part of a new program in Denver to fight childhood obesity. It's gut check time for chocoholics. A study out today shows that people who crave chocolate every day have different colonies of bacteria in their digestive system than those who don't touch the stuff. This could be the case for other foods, too, raising the possibility that some tinkering in the gut could help treat some types of obesity. Just in retail sales were up a surprising 0.6% last month. S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Are your brakes giving you trouble? If so, you should stop by an AutoZone store today. No matter what you need, from a huge selection of brake pads to hoses and lubricant, you can count on AutoZone to have it all. Stop in and talk with an AutoZoner about what you need to do the job right the first time. At AutoZone, we'll help you stay safe on the road.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Colorado state trooper suffered critical injuries and another was seriously hurt when they were hit by a pickup truck on I-76 northwest of Denver last evening. Both troopers were in the median helping a motorist reload plastic chemical farm tanks that had fallen off a flatbed trailer when a pickup truck drifted off the eastbound lanes into the median. Accident closed the interstate for several hours. Colorado lawmaker Diana DeGette is warning Congress that a dramatic increase in Chinese imports is hampering the Food and Drug Administration's ability to ensure the safety of the nation's food supply.
With products affecting ground beef, peanut butter, spinach, toothpaste, cough syrup, lettuce, and even pet food in the news almost daily over the last year, people no longer assume, and rightly so, that what they buy is safe.
At a congressional committee hearing, the Denver Democrat says the FDA doesn't have the budget or manpower anymore to match the growing amount of food imports. She says more money has to be appropriated to federal agencies gutted by the Bush administration's pro-business ideology. And the Rockies' improbable run in the playoffs continues as they take a 1-0 lead in the National League Championship Series after beating the Diamondbacks 5-1 in Arizona last night. Rocks have now won 18 of their last 19 games. Game 2 tonight in Phoenix at 8:18. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, still enjoying a decent ride across the metro area. We have no wrecks and we are stall-free right now. So we're just seeing that usual heavy traffic southbound I-25 between 58th and Spear if you're making your way downtown. Starting to see 225 picking up in both directions, Parker to Iliff on the northbound lanes and Colfax to Iliff on the southbound side. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly sunny day with a high of 74 right now. Few clouds, 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is on its way. The single best way to stay healthy is with a flu shot from the Visiting Nurses Association. Get your flu shot at Health One Hospitals through November 10th. Go to vnacolorado.org for exact locations and hours.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
I figured out how we can remodel the house without actually remodeling the house.
Rearrange the furniture?
No. Get new light fixtures.
That could work.
I'm glad you think so. Help me carry them in from the garage.
What?
Did I mention they were 20% off?
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20% off in-stock interior lighting from Hampton Bay and Progress. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 17th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, mostly sunny, high today, 72, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, and it's Friday. Man, we made it to Friday. How about that? Can you believe it? 8 o'clock ferry to the windward side, seeking justice in Guantanamo Bay, Clive Stafford Smith. He's a lawyer for more than 50 prisoners in Guantanamo Bay and in the facility. He's been in the facility, and it's a real pleasure and a real honor to have him on the air with us. To me, Guantanamo is one of the biggest embarrassments and one of the biggest blights on the American tradition that I can think of. Mr. Smith, welcome, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Whew, boy, I don't even know where to start on all of this. First of all, how many times, and I'm going to ask like a lot of simplistic Bush questions here, but pardon the pun, I've always wanted to ask this. How many times, number one, have you been to Guantanamo?
I just got back this last week from my 19th visit. I think I spent about 6 or 7 months down there so far.
Okay. For most of us, here's what we know and see about Guantanamo. The same file footage we always see of the barbed wire fences and the prisoners being paraded back and forth in handcuffs with a hood over their face. And that in a jumpsuit, and that's what we see. You've been inside. What is it like inside of Guantanamo?
Well, I have been inside a lot. I should stress this. There are two sides to this story. There's the prisoners' side and there's the guards' side. And, you know, I think life is miserable for the guards as well as the prisoners. Those guys are down there for 6 months or a year, and You know, it's just a terrible place for them. But for the prisoners, when I hear people like President Bush saying that it's some sort of holiday camp, it really does make my blood boil. I spent 20 years representing prisoners on death row, and there is no prison in the continental United States that's anywhere near as bad as that place down in Guantanamo. You know, and I was there just last week, and, you know, you get to talk to prisoners every time you're there about them being beaten up and all of this. It's really sad.
Horrible. Horrible in the sense of physically dirty, abusive.
It's also surreal. I mean, that's the other part of it. I mean, I got to say, you know, when you deal with this stuff all the time, if you're too serious about it, you'd slit your wrists. And there's the motto of the base down there, which is honor bound to defend freedom. And the first time I went down there, I was really taken aback because I was outside the McDonald's, and one soldier salutes to another and says, honor bound, sir. And the other soldier salutes back and says, to defend freedom, soldier. And you're not sure whether to laugh or cry. I mean, there's no freedom down there. We argued that the prisoners should have the same rights as the iguanas, and then they'd be better off.
Yeah, that leads me to another question. All right. These folks are being held there without trial, without benefit of a hearing. We know that lawyers complain that they have trouble getting access to their clients. All of this is going on. You've got a quote in the book from George W. Bush. I've heard this quote before, too, where he says, let me assure you, I'm paraphrasing him here, let me assure you that all of those people being held in Guantanamo are bad people. But my question is, how do we know if they're bad people or they're not bad people if they've never had a trial? And I correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of them, they don't even know what the evidence is against them.
Well, that's true. You know, one of the guys I saw down there last week who's meant to be the worst terrorist of the worst is a guy called Sami Alhaj, and he's an Al Jazeera cameraman. And he got picked up by the U.S. ultimately, I think, because they thought he'd filmed bin Laden and they wanted to interrogate him about that. But, you know, Sammy's no more a terrorist than my grandmother. And I don't want people to take my word for it. I mean, first, I hope you read the book and judge it yourself.
Sure.
But on the other hand, Sami just wants a fair trial. But, you know, the latest allegation against him that they just did, the military did against Sami on September the 11th, and I just got it unclassified the day before yesterday, is they say he trained as a terrorist, and they say the proof that he's a terrorist is, quote, the detainee trained at Al Jazeera in the use of cameras, end quote. That's the allegation, and that's the supposed proof that this guy's a terrorist. And Sami's been on hunger strike. Today's his 277th day. And, you know, he's there on hunger strike simply asking for a fair trial. That's all he wants. And they won't give him one.
But your job as a lawyer, or any lawyer's job, is to, correct me if I'm wrong, is to impeach the truth as the prosecution presents it.
No, my job is to reach the truth. There isn't a prosecution. They haven't presented it.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, there's nothing.
Right.
There's no process going on here. So, in other words, whatever they write on a piece of paper about whoever they pick up, they run on the assumption. I mean, I assume they run on the assumption that you and I and everybody else and the rest of the world and everybody in this country is supposed to accept what they say, and there's no hearing of any evidence. How insane is that? That's Kafkaesque.
Well, look, I tell you what, Jay, I'm going to give you a little quiz here. The problem is this, that what we did was picked up a bunch of people in Pakistan with bounties, $5,000 we were handing out. Now, because Pakistan's a much poorer country than the U.S., that translates to about $250,000. I want you to look around the studio and decide to yourself, who would you snitch on? For $250,000, if all you had to do was say, I saw that chap in Tora Bora. And, you know, once that happened, and it happened over and over again, then you get to this enhanced interrogation technique nonsense, which is the euphemism for torture. And then, you know, you torture the guy who is said to have been in Tora Bora until he says he was in Tora Bora. And some of these things, you know, Kafka is one thing, but one of my clients, Binyam Mohammed, British guy, was taken by the CIA in a CIA plane to Morocco, where they took a razor blade to his penis. And, you know, I'm probably squirming a little.
Yeah, bit. And under that, under those conditions, man, I would tell you that I'd give you any information you wanted, even if it was true or not.
Well, of course you would, and of course I would. And this is the horrendous flaw of this whole process that President Bush has set in motion. And it's also, sad to say, made us a lot less popular around the world.
Yeah, he has. 7:14, 14 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The book is 8 o'clock ferry to the Windward Side, Seeking Justice in Guantanamo Bay. My guest is Clive Stafford Smith. I think I remember reading in this book, either you or somebody who you work with, but it may be you. Were you talking to one of the prisoners? Are you Jewish? And you were saying to the prisoner that, or he asked you if you were?
This was it. It was terrible. I walked in there, right, and a guy called Shaka Rama, a British resident, and Shaka looks at me and he says, "You're Jewish, aren't you?" And actually, you know, I didn't know until I was 37 that my father was Jewish, and it's a tribute to anti-Semitism in Britain. But so I say, "Shaka, how did you know?" And he said, "Well, the interrogator said that, and it was obviously to try to get him not to work with the lawyers." You know, the next time I went there, one of my clients had been told that I was gay, which, not strictly speaking, true. But this was simply to try to play on people's prejudices, so they wouldn't want lawyers, so that we could keep these pesky lawyers out of Guantanamo Bay. And again, you know, you're not sure whether to laugh or cry.
I don't know. For me, I'm just. It's like to read your book and to read these parts in your book and to have you get on the air here and talk about this. To me, it's like being slugged in the gut. It's like this is counter to everything we've ever been taught and how people in this country can willingly go along with this. And I'm not sure that all of them do, because I don't think all of them do. I know there's a hell of a lot of people who don't. It just blows my mind. I mean, it's just incomprehensible.
Well, it's true. And I think people wouldn't go along with it if they knew the facts. And that's one purpose I had in writing this book, was to get some of the facts out there. Because things really are out of control. There was a little thing you may have read about in the last couple of weeks where I got accused of allegedly smuggling Speedo swimming trunks into Guantanamo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, you know, it's so silly. Of course I didn't. And what's my client going to do with Speedo swimming trunks? He's going to swim in his toilet. You know, people have just lost sight of the real world down there, and it's because they try to keep it all so secret. Now, we have to respect their laws. I'm not going to violate their censorship laws at all. But on the other hand, it's that secrecy that, A, prevents the American people from knowing what's going on, but, B, also prevents the people in Guantanamo from being in touch with the real world. The idea that the Speedo affair was somehow a threat to national security is pretty silly.
George W. Bush says, and Dana Perina says for the White House, that we do not torture. True or false?
Well, you know, I hate calling people liars, and I think perhaps when Winston Churchill referred to these things as terminological inexactitudes, that's a kinder way of putting it. It's not true. And indeed, I've been there talking to my clients. I mentioned Binyam Mohammed, the guy who was tortured for 18 months. Samuel Hajj, Al Jazeera journalist there right now, he is submitted, put through the equivalent of torture, and I don't care whether you call it torture, abuse, coercion, unpleasantness. Every day now, they're stuffing this 48-inch tube up his nose against his will, and then pulling it out again as part of their force-feeding process. And General Craddock went in the New York Times and said, "We're doing this to make it inconvenient for these people to go on a peaceful protest asking for a fair trial." Now, whether you call that torture or not, it's pretty bad. And I've seen some stuff down there that I wish wasn't being done by my fellow Americans, I'll say.
Now, all of you guys who are involved in this, men and women, you're all volunteers, correct?
Sure, that's right.
So you're not getting paid for this?
Certainly not. Sometimes it'd be nice.
So what drew you to this? What drew you to get involved in this?
Well, you know, I did 20 years of representing people facing the death penalty, and, you know, I believe in people having a fair trial. And when Guantanamo first came up, you're looking at this thing where President Bush is saying that in the name of the war on terror and democracy and the rule of law, we're going to set up a prison that has no rule of law, where we put it in Cuba, for goodness sake, where we, you know, Cuba for years we've said has nothing like human rights. And this is also hypocritical, and it's this hypocrisy that breeds hatred around the world. And it seemed pretty obvious to me back then in 2002 that this was going to get us in terrible trouble. And at the same time, it wasn't going to achieve anything positive, because that's not what America's all about. So I immediately jumped into it. I thought there'd be nothing more fun than suing Bush. But anyway, it's been a long battle.
Yeah, you bring up the point about it being in Cuba, and I've thought about that too. How ironic it is that those folks who enter in through the gates to work, the Cubans who enter in through the gates to work on Guantanamo, and those staring at the fence, the prisoners on the other side are probably facing worse conditions than what they would face if they ran afoul of the Cuban government.
Well, that's a pretty sad commentary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real sad.
Yeah.
But I think the things, the information that leaks out when it does come out there, I think it pretty much verifies it. It also brings up the question about who are we, in any way, shape, or form, to point our finger at anybody else about all of this when we're engaged in it ourselves, either through the rendition program or what's going on behind that barbed wire, which very few Americans, you're right, know anything about, and we couldn't. Even as a member of the news media, a member of the media is probably a better way to put it because I'm not a newsman, but even as a member of the media, they wouldn't let me go down there and take a look around at what's going on because I'd love to.
Well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't unless you happen to be working with Al Jazeera, and if you did work with them, you might get to go down there, but only to be in a cell.
Yeah, only as a prisoner.
Yes, I was really sad about, you know, Sami Alhaj, who I mentioned was this Al Jazeera cameraman, and, you know, he's a journalist. He's been locked up there for almost 6 years. And really, I wish the media in the U.S. and elsewhere would go to bat for him, because he's not a terrorist.
Why do you think they won't?
Well, I think that partly there's been some secret, you know, it's all been secret the way that they've held them, and people just don't know what the facts are. I mean, Sammy's position is, look, don't take my word for it that I'm not a terrorist, that I'm a cameraman, and that I wasn't doing anything wrong. I had a visa, I was working with Al Jazeera in Afghanistan, and I was working out of the same house as CNN. Don't take my word for it. Give me a fair trial. But, of course, he doesn't get that fair trial. And the problem is that, you know, he gets charged in Guantanamo. They say he's a terrorist because he worked for Al Jazeera. Well, that's pretty shocking, because I've been to Al Jazeera, and it's a pretty reputable place. But no one pays any attention to that.
Well, the only reason you write in the book about this, and I think it's really true, the only reason bin Laden sends his tapes to Al Jazeera, or that Al Qaeda sends the tapes to Al Jazeera, is because they have a big viewing audience.
In Arabic. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I tell you, if you had the chance to have bin Laden on your show, which probably...
I'd put him on.
Of course you would. Now, you know, you'd criticize him, and he's...
Yeah, I'd threaten to kill him, but, I mean, I'd have him on.
Sure. And the same's true of Al Jazeera, but unfortunately the Bush administration doesn't like to allow people to say inconvenient truths about what's going on around the world in Iraq or wherever. And, you know, when I went down to Al Jazeera to try and stir up a little help for Sammy, they were really intimidated. And, you know, Bush had just been talking to Tony Blair and had made that comment you probably heard where he said he was thinking of bombing Al Jazeera headquarters. He said it was a joke. Well, the people at Al Jazeera failed to see the humor. And I was sort of, you know, chatting to the director there and saying, oh, what's the coordinates of your office? We must call them in to the Americans. And, you know, he didn't think that was funny either. And these people are being threatened with being bombed. I met the widows of two Al Jazeera journalists who were bombed and who were killed by U.S. forces. So obviously there's something really bad going on there, and the media here needs to look into it and look into it fairly. I mean, again, don't take one person's word for it.
Yeah, I agree, and they should be looking into it. All right, before we end this, the last part of your book, you talk about what we can do. All right, what can we do?
Well, and we're talking about individuals and as a society. As a society, what America's great about is the rule of law, is liberty, is freedom, and giving people justice. And, you know, really, if you're fighting this war on terror, what you want to do is live up to your highest ideals, because if you do that, there are many fewer people who hate you, many fewer people who want to blow you up, and more people who want to help you. What Bush has done by sinking the whole American system so low in Guantanamo is create more people who want to blow us up. Now, individually, what you need to do is get out there and have your voice heard by U.S. congressmen and senators to make sure we reestablish what the United States is about so that we can get back to the business of inspiring the world towards our whole political process as it should be.
All right. I want to give your website out on the air. It's www.reprieve.org.uk. And people can find out more about your organization, Reprieve, and how they can help out by going to reprieve.org.uk. I'm about a third through to halfway through this book, and it's just, boy, it's just marvelous, and it's a real honor and a real pleasure to have you on the air.
It's very kind of you.
I mean, it really is. And, you know, I really feel compelled to say this. You're British, I'm American.
Well, I'm American, too. I'm half and half.
Okay, you're half and half. So then half of this applies, and half of it, I guess, is coming from... half of this goes to your British side. As an American, as a lifelong American, as somebody who's proud of his country and loves it here, I wholeheartedly apologize for the conduct of my president of the United States, because I believe that he and the people around him are mentally ill. And I don't mind saying that. I think that they are really, 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 really out there, and it's a huge black mark on us.
Well, you know, I may not go that far on President Bush, but I tell you, I do go around apologizing for what we've done, because I think that the only way that we can start curing all the hatred that President Bush's administration has created is to admit the mistake and then make up for it. And I view my job in a big way, representing these guys, is trying to make up for what's been done to him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Well, you're more rational than I am. But I thank you for being on the program, and I recommend that everybody pick your book up.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. There's Clive Stafford Smith. The book is 8 O'Clock Ferry to the Windward Side, Seeking Justice in Guantanamo Bay. Read this, okay, then pass it to your friends. And also pass it to some of your neocon friends. And ask them if they believe in the American process and if they believe in the American way of life and the American ideals. And then ask them how that matches up with what we got going on in Guantanamo. Because I don't think exactly it does. 720, I know, no, not exactly, it doesn't. 726, 26 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go back to open phones, 303-713-7600. Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We got David Sirota on, the world's smartest man. My apologies. Okay, we got David Sirota coming up, and we're going to talk about his current column, which is will run in the Denver Post, and we'll visit with him about that, and we'll pick his brain about everything else. And once again, he's taking time out from his busy writing schedule to...
At CC's, we know you may not be the king or queen of a small European nation, but you should be treated like the king or queen of a small European nation. You should be lavished with pizza and pasta, showered with fine salads and desserts, indulged in your every whim. So prepare the royal minivan, gather the royal family, and head to CC's Endless Pizza, Pasta, Salad, and Dessert Buffet for under $5. CC's, almost too good to be true.
Visit ccspizza.com for locations. Prices may vary.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again, because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis. Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
Heart disease. So, here's the thing. Find out what's going on. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and even somebody close to you. You owe it to them to do something about it. And the way to do it is to go to Front Range Preventive Imaging, because they've got the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. In only 10 short minutes, no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain, the EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. And the key to this is to diagnose it and get out in front of it before something happens. And it doesn't take any time to have this done. It's not cost prohibitive. I guarantee you that. And it doesn't hurt. Now, what more can you ask for? Call Front Range Preventive Imaging, 303-443-SCAN. 303-443-SCAN. And online, check them out at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Experience the magic of the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets at DenverNutcracker.com and receive $5 off each ticket. Presented by the Salvation Army.
Discover how easy it is to build a Lindell Cedar home. For innovative home designs to fit your lifestyle, call 1-888-4-LINDELL or visit us at Lindell.com. LINDAL.com.
I will be of retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. I'm Jay Marvin, and nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Beginning Monday, listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here, aren't you? Because you're going to see Panic tonight. That's why, right?
I can't wait, man.
Yep, got to see Panic in Port Collins. All right. Well, I was going to tell you about the chance for you to win the $760 from AM 760 Progressive Talk, but I already did that, right? Via recorded a promo, as they call it. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here. Jay Marvin working your woofers and tweeters. Mostly sunny, high today 72. You got some opinions, and everybody has them. And you know what? Your opinions should be heard. So go to am760.net, click on the Jay Marvin beef box, and send us a video of your opinions. And that way the whole world can see them. Okay, we got David Sirota coming up, but right now we'll talk to Gina with traffic.
All right.
And right now we'll talk to... What were you?
I'm here.
What were you doing, Gina? Were you availing yourself of some of the free food, or were you having coffee, or what were you doing? Or did I start too early?
I'm trying to reach up and hit this button.
Oh yeah, okay. And you couldn't get? Yeah, I've had that happen to me too. Where you reach and you can't quite get there on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all done that. We've all. Yeah.
Okay.
We're all extremely hip to this. Okay. So what do you think about Al Gore winning the Nobel Peace Prize? What? You're not going to say congratulations? You have nothing to say about that? Come on. Are you kidding me? So what? Foxaganda's got to you again, and now you think it's like a bad thing?
No, I actually have my own opinions outside of Fox News, believe it or not.
Well, so what? Your opinion is he doesn't deserve it? That he's a bad guy?
I think it's a bit of a travesty, but...
Well, why? Why is it a travesty? I mean, why?
Why, because he won an Oscar for An Inconvenient Truth?
No, I don't think...
Now why he's a peace proponent, or...?
No, I don't think that that's... I don't think that that's what it's based on. I don't think it's based on the fact that he won an Oscar. As a matter of fact, the consideration of giving him this award started, and the process started, long before he ever won the Oscar. That's number one. And number two, the Nobel Peace Prize covers a lot of different areas, from science to the arts to... all kinds of things, to economics. So, if you know, you read the winners, they're all in all kinds of different categories. And you know what? Even if he was a peace proponent, it beats the current leadership, which doesn't know what that word means and probably can't spell it. But I mean, come on, you should at least say to the guy, hey, he's an American. He's he's an American who wins the Nobel Peace Prize, and why not be proud of that?
I don't know. I think it's a political. Very political.
Well, wait a minute.
How those selections are made.
Oh, really?
I think
now,
so.
You know what I'm going to ask you, and now you're going to, and you're going to get mad. Okay. But you know I'd ask this of any caller who made this comment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's political, give me evidence of past selections being political.
Jimmy Carter?
What, you don't think he deserved it? I mean, there's a guy...
I like Jimmy Carter.
Well, I mean, there's a guy who goes around... and he has his faults like anybody else because he's human and all humans have their faults. But there's a guy who works steadily for peace and understanding. And
I guess I'd have to hear exactly why him of all the people in the world that could have won the award, why Al Gore?
Probably because global warming is a serious threat to the human race, and this is a guy who's been working on this question for 25 or 30 years, long before it became fashionable. And that's probably has a lot to do with it. And so I would say that that's probably why.
Okay, so it was solely on the basis of the global warming.
Yeah, that's what he got it for his work on global warming. And he was doing it back in the days when nobody was paying any attention to it. And I don't think there's, you know, I mean, what's wrong with that? Unless you just don't believe there's global warming.
No, I think there is global warming. I think that's a problem.
So, I mean, they have various people from various countries who win various awards, and usually it's for some kind of breakthrough type of, achievement. I was saying this earlier in the morning, that in 1985, 86, Claude Simone won the Nobel Peace Prize for literature for his book Conducting Bodies, which was a breakthrough in fiction narrative. Happens to be one of my all-time favorite books. It was a breakthrough in fiction narrative, and it was on that basis that he won it. And if you sit down and read that book, and it's hard to read, but if you can get through it, and I love it, I've read it twice. Not to say that I'm any smarter than anybody else, I just struggled to get through it. But if you get through it and can get into it and get and read it, then you understand it sets you back and you understand why this guy was able to be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and it wasn't made, and it was for literature, and it wasn't made for any kind of political considerations, even though politically he would be characterized as somebody who sits on the left. He'd also have to be recognized as the fact that during World War II, this is a man who worked very, very hard to stop the Nazis in their tracks in the streets of Paris by being a member of the Paris Underground. But back to what I said about Gore, it's probably because Gore was involved in this before anybody else, and you have to admit it's breakthrough science and breakthrough information. But I know, we should have given it to Rush Limbaugh. Don't you think? He would have been. Or George W. Bush would have been a better person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Don't you think? On what basis, I don't know. What breakthrough, I don't know, but that's okay. All right.
All right. Congratulations, Al.
Yeah, he's your fellow American. Even if you don't agree with him, he's an American. And, you know, you got to stop this, you know, right-wing vitriolic vinegar-spitting attitude.
I wasn't vitriolic.
Yeah, sure. You didn't want to concede the fact that he won.
That's not vitriolic.
That is vitriolic. He's an
no,
American.
No, it is not.
You know what? It's like this. The Rockies win the World Series, and there's a good chance they may.
Yeah.
All right.
Woohoo.
Okay. Now, if I'm a Diamondbacks fan and they beat me in the playoffs, I don't hate them. I congratulate them and say, hey, we'll wait till next year.
Not Diamondbacks fans. They throw water bottles.
Not all of them. I've been to Arizona. Don't give me that. All right.
Okay. Southbound I-25, right near the Erie exit, we had a problem there, an object on the roadway. That's going to be in Boulder County, so just watch out. It's been causing multiple flat tires. Rollover crash, we've got that on eastbound 6th right near Calumet. I guess that's the biggest problem for the metro area. It's our first wreck of the morning. We've already got traffic stacked up back to Wadsworth. Weather outlook today expected to be mostly sunny and 74 degrees right now. Mostly fair, 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents each.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore, Open Studios artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick, the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is Apamine.
It knocks out your appetite, helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. We're going to let you try Right Size free for 2 full weeks.
Either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them. For your free trial of Right Size Smoothies, call 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300.
And now for the bonus round. Mary had a little lamb. What did Jerry have?
A silly salamander.
Correct. Snowmen are...
snow boys all grown up.
Correct. How fast can you get movies with Netflix?
As little as 30 seconds on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today 72. Jay Marvin along with you. And, oh my God, Al Gore has won the Nobel Peace Prize. All right, let's talk to the smartest man in the world, David Sirota, whose column starts today in the Denver Post, and it's called Confronting the Hollow Man. And, David, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Okay, how's your writing going?
I got 5 days till the deadline.
We better hurry up.
Yeah, I got to write the whole book right now. I'm kidding.
We better get going. Yeah. Okay, this column to me, this just hits the nail on the head. Let me quote a little bit of it. The Republicans' 30-year anti-tax revolution could ebb with such little fanfare is a testament to how fast public attitudes about taxes are evolving. In a 2005, an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll found most Americans believe President Bush's tax cuts have not been worth it because they have increased the deficit and caused cuts in government programs. You know, this whole thing about that anybody who disagrees with these folks that you're, oh, you know, you're a tax and spend liberal and all this kind of stuff. And I saw a quote about Hillary Clinton in the Kiplinger letter that they mail out, which they were saying, watch out for Hillary Clinton, she's going to raise taxes, blah, blah, blah. And this idea that you can fly for free and not have to pay anything, which these guys are shopping constantly. You're saying in this column that attitudes are beginning to change and that this argument may totally collapse on the Republicans and on the GOP.
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look at polling data, and I have some data in there, as you alluded to, you know, the public, when you ask the public, do you want tax cuts or do you want investment in public infrastructure and public priorities, overwhelmingly the public says it wants investments and is willing to pay more in taxes in order to fund those investments. So the public understands that, you know, printing money or borrowing money just to fund some of this stuff and or not funding this stuff, public priorities, is not a good thing for the economy. You know, when I hear people attack Democrats as quote-unquote tax and spend liberals for proposing, for instance, to roll back the Bush tax cuts, and they attack them, they say it's going to hurt the economy. Well, last I checked, the economy was a lot better during the Clinton administration when tax rates were higher. So the whole anti-tax argument, I think, is basically running into the ground. I'm not saying taxes are good. I'm not saying, you know, we should all want taxes or that it's fun to pay them or you know. What I'm saying, though, is that the American public is so far out ahead of the politicians on these issues. And I think that what's really encouraging, as I say in the column, is that a number of Democrats, you know, here in Denver, in Colorado, and nationally, are understanding to not be afraid of the tax issue. You know, you got John Hickenlooper pushing a bond initiative to slightly raise property taxes to fund infrastructure. You got Bill Ritter freezing scheduled property taxes in order to make sure schools have the money they need. So this is really, I think we're really at the precipice here of something really very good.
Well, you know what they're going to say, though. When you say that about things being better under the Clinton years when taxes were higher, what they'll say to you is, oh, you know, that's the techno bubble and that whole, you know, that whole false kind of online economy, kind of like, you know, you've heard these
right,
arguments
right.
before. I mean,
yeah.
that's the first one they'll throw at you. And then the second one they'll throw at you is, they'll give you is, oh, yeah, but the government wastes so much money. Why should I give them more?
Right, right. And I've heard both of those arguments. And what I would say is that, you know, everybody these days is a Keynesian, right? Everybody, all the Democrats and the Republicans believe that if you put money into the economy, that's the way to stimulate the economy. It's Keynesian economics. Here's the thing. There is no data out there that shows, or no credible data, that shows cutting taxes as a way to put money into the economy is better than spending. In many ways, there's a lot of data that shows cutting taxes in the way that we've cut taxes, which is give most of the tax cuts to a very few members of society. That is a less effective Keynesian method of stimulating the economy than spending on public priorities like the S-CHIP program, like roads, bridges. I mean, let's just look at Japan. That's my favorite example. Japan has much higher taxes, has a very good economy, and what they did they've had fewer harsher recessions and depressions because their tax base, because it's higher and provides more revenues, they have driven that into infrastructure improvements. I mean, I've been to Japan once. You know, you get on the trains there are incredible. The public transportation system's incredible. The roads are unbelievable. They have invested in their economy. And by doing that, they have strengthened their economy, and they've made sure that when the economy goes through natural business cycles of a downturn, that there is there's a cushion there. Here in this country, you know, the economy turns down, and you got a president running around trying to cut health care, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid. I mean, it's the exact opposite of what should be done.
7:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, on the line, and also the author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. And he's got a brand new book that's due out that he's working on. And also has a column that is syndicated by a creator syndicate. And you can see it today in the Denver Post. You know, the thing that drives me nuts about this, and it started with Ronald Reagan, and it took me a long time to catch on to this and figure this out. This conventional wisdom that has been shopped forever and a day, that we can fly for free, that nobody has to pay anything, and that in order to be a member of this exclusive club, called the United States of America that you can just freeload and not have to pay your fair share, or that things will magically, you know, run themselves. And the whole idea of these folks who call up and yell about, you know, unfettered markets and privatization and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, of course, while they're, you know, driving on publicly funded roads.
Right, of course.
That's poison to a democracy. It's poison to a country when people think that they can get something for nothing and then they learn to expect it to be that way.
You're exactly right. I mean, there are two different models in the world in a very broad sense. There are economies that have very few regulations, power is typically consolidated in more anti-democratic institutions, whether they're corporations or whether they're in sort of autocracies. And then you've got more social democracies. And what we've learned, I mean, just look around. I mean, what we've learned is that the former, the more autocratic method, where there is very little public investment, you look down at Latin America, right? I mean, you've got huge amounts of poverty, huge amounts of inequality. Sure, you've got a couple people who are extremely wealthy. I mean, the wealthiest man on the planet is, I think, Carlos Slim now, who's from Mexico, right? Mexico's got incredible poverty because it hasn't invested in its public infrastructure and because it has had an autocratic government. Meanwhile, you look at other industrialized countries, most every other industrialized country in the world is much more of a social democracy. They invest heavily in public services because they know that that's investing in their community. That betters their economy. And you know, America right now faces a choice. It really does. We're really facing a choice. And the tax debate is where we make those choices. And I think we're right at the precipice now where Ronald Reagan's anti-tax mantra that it's good for the economy, it's good for everybody, you know, I think that is going out the window.
Boy, I certainly hope you're right. But, you know, we're going to have big debates about this coming up, particularly here in the state of Colorado when we start dealing with the infrastructure. And you know the usual culprits like the Independence Institute and the rest of these folks are going to try to, you know, push the whole privatization, no tax business. And I really would like to sit down with them someday and ask them, what dues do they think we should have to pay as Americans in order to be members of this great country?
Right, and you know what I think is encouraging here locally is that at least on the last ballot initiative, I think it was Referendum C, to stop the draconian cuts under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, you know, you had many business groups who said, you know, this is a good thing. We need to invest at least minimally in public infrastructure. So I think that that coalition, where it's usually, you know, business versus everybody else, you know, that coalition is splitting apart. Now it's business and everybody else versus a very small group of right-wing ideologues.
Yep, I think you're right. David, thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. And I want to have you on every week to preview your column and to talk about this stuff. So.
Great.
I appreciate your time, and good luck on the book.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, talk to you. There's the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Pick up his book, Hostile Takeover, or check out his writing at davidsirota.com. Coming up next, mental health, Scientology. Don't even get me started. Gina with traffic.
Biggest issue for us right now is eastbound 6th Avenue. We've had a rollover crash right near Calumet. And so traffic is just stacking up there between Wadsworth and that crash scene. So be aware of that if you are headed out of Lakewood. Other than that, though, we are collision-free across the metro. Southbound I-25, of course, busy into downtown, 58 to Spear. Same for eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. And southbound 225 through the DTC, Parker toward I-25. Weather outlook today, it's going to be beautiful, sunny, and mild, 74 degrees right now, fair and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss a special demonstration of the Penrose St. Francis Heart Institute's Da Vinci surgical robot, making heart...
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
When a tree falls in the forest, it does make a sound. But less trees fall thanks to Esurance policyholders. Thousands less. That's because Esurance customers don't have to use paper. They can get their auto insurance documents online. And that helps us all breathe a little easier. Each mature tree left standing helps absorb about 48 pounds of carbon dioxide in a year. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS movement for a climate in crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. Mapsco's maps are most accurate, most current, and most trusted. Check out Mapsco, 8th and Lincoln. Find retailers throughout the Denver area have it, and also you can check it out online at mapsco.com.
I was surfing online late one night when my eyes fell on an incredible sight. At MedBed Chevrolet, my trade is worth more. I could get a new truck, a new 4x4.
Do the smash.
Do the MedBed smash.
The MedBed smash.
You'll save lots of cash. At MedBed, you can lease a new Chevy Tahoe for 4 years at just $299 a month. And you can get 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Chevy trucks with your approved credit. Chevrolet, an American revolution. Now everything's cool. You'll save lots of dollars. MedBed's got a sale on new Impalas. Just $179 a month. A heck of a deal. The Chevy Impala is a great set of wheels. At MedBed Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedBed Chevrolet Castle Rock.
Impala C5686, 39 months, 10,000 miles a year, 22683. Tahoe J81697, 12,000 miles a year, 41048, 3,500 down, plus tax, title, fees, and first payment.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
I figured out how we can remodel the house without actually remodeling the house.
Rearrange the furniture?
No. Get new light fixtures.
That could work.
I'm glad you think so. Help me carry them in from the garage.
What?
Did I mention they were 20% off?
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20% off in-stock interior lighting from Hampton Bay and Progress. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 17th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Guard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're interested in making between $800 and $1,200 a week, call Leaf Guard to schedule an interview today at 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Psychedelic.
Wrong,
this is kind of retro, isn't it?
I, look,
yeah, I know it's retro. Isn't this from the old layout? No, maybe not. 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 72. Coming up, we're going to talk about mental health screening for kids. And there is a group that calls themselves, I love this, members, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And they're connected to the Church of Scientology. And they have a war on mental health, these folks. And they chiefly object to the use of antipsychotic drugs. Now, not all antipsychotic drugs are good. And once again, when you deal with doctors, sometimes they make mistakes and sometimes you get adverse effects. I don't know. I've been going through this for 30 years. But the idea that we shouldn't screen kids and that the idea that they're all bad carte blanche. And, oh, of course, you know, joining the Church of Scientology and hooking your brain up to a theta meter or whatever the hell it is that they use and going through a monitoring session, you're right, that'll work a hell of a lot better than Zoloft. Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about that coming up, and then we'll go back to open phones. Stick around.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem roll.
You've probably heard something about the revolutionary home mortgage I've been talking about called My Bank, My Loan, My Way. The loan that eliminates interest, reduces monthly payments, and shortens your loan to as little as 5 years. This loan is changing the mortgage industry. It's a 30-year line of credit combined with a checking account. When you deposit money, any money into the account, it saves you interest on that amount for however long the money sits there. Use the checking account to pay ordinary household bills, and your mortgage interest goes down without changing your spending habits. Imagine your payments go down every month. You become your own bank, and your mortgage remains liquid for up to 30 years. My Bank, My Loan, My Way. This loan is perfect for real estate investors, first-time home buyers, or refinancing. You take control. Be your own bank. Use the money for whatever you want, then put it back whenever you want. Find out more only at American Guarantee Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. His film won an Oscar. Now he has the Nobel Peace Prize. What could Al Gore do to top that? Politico.com's Jim Vandehei doesn't see Gore's Nobel as a springboard to the White House.
I think the inconvenient truth for all the Al Gore for President dreamers is he doesn't really want to run, and a lot of Democrats think that's a wise decision.
People all over the world, we need to solve the climate crisis. It's not a political issue. It's a moral issue.
The Nobel Committee praised Gore for his commitment to the environmental cause. CBS's Bernie Tafoya sampled sentiment on the streets of Chicago.
Iron worker Tony Donofsky says he saw Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth.
It's great. I mean, it's good. It's great for people to be informed about global warming.
Hank Klein was complimentary, but
I still wouldn't vote for him for president.
Gore has a fan in Luisa Economou.
I think it's great. I think that he deserves it.
Jesse Sanchez, on the other hand, believes the former vice president is an environmental hypocrite.
I'm not impressed with it because, you know, he says one thing, but he does other things.
Bernie Tafoya, CBS News, Chicago.
Oh, the pain of trying to make sense of a drug label. Help may be on the way.
Drug labels
may be the most important, if only, source of information patients get.
But millions of Americans can't understand them. At an Institute of Medicine meeting today, experts such as Dr. Michael Wolf of Northwestern will discuss ways to clear the confusion.
This information should be standard across pharmacies.
All across America, he says.
CBS News correspondent Barry Vagnato. The mayor of Cleveland is giving school officials until today to come up with a better blueprint for school security. CBS's Bianca Solorzano tells us the teenager who shot up a Cleveland high school the other day didn't have to worry about getting two guns past security.
There are not permanent metal detectors in place. They arrive intermittently because of, as we've understood, a lack of funding.
Breaking news from Norristown, Pennsylvania. Authorities have just filed 6 charges against the suburban Philadelphia woman whose son allegedly wanted to carry out a Columbine-style attack against his old high school. They say his bedroom was chock-full of guns and other weapons. The mother is accused of buying 3 guns, a handgun, a rifle, and a semi-automatic rifle. A consumer group is sounding the alarm about lead in lipsticks. Stacey Malkin is with the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics.
Possible to make lead-free lipstick. 39% of the products that we tested didn't have any lead.
A tale of political intrigue may be unfolding inside the CIA. Published reports say the agency is investigating its own inspector general. John Helgerson's been critical of top officials and the agency's handling of 9/11. Former Inspector General Frederick Hitt says this may be an effort to discredit Helgerson.
The job is you've got to stand up and call it like you see it. And obviously, some people aren't going to be very happy with the outcome.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead about 4 points. NASDAQ is up 14. This is CBS News.
Pump four is on. Go ahead and fill.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Pet owners praise it.
The hotel staff loves it. Parents rave about it. Allergy sufferers applaud it. Senior citizens are agog about it. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm David Orrick. Everybody's singing the praises of my 8-pound Orrick XL because it's the best vacuum that ever touched their floors. Try one risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. State GOP honchos trying to put lipstick on a pig this morning, claiming that Aurora State Rep. Debbie Stafford's defection to the Democrats does not affect the balance of power at the State House. And besides, they say her seat will likely be filled by another GOPer after she leaves office next year. Stafford became the 40th Democrat in the State House after announcing her switch of allegiance yesterday. A Wisconsin man who shot and killed a mountain lion that attacked his dog near Nederland will not be facing any charges. State wildlife officials say they're not going to press charges against the guy because he was protecting his personal safety. Meanwhile, a bear that got inside a garage in Snowmass then clawed the homeowner was shot and killed by wildlife officers. The 350-pound male, just the most recent of at least 45 black bears that have been killed this spring and summer statewide after run-ins with people. And the Diamondbacks scored first, but the Rockies scored most, and that's what the fans were counting on last night. Fans in Denver going wild after their team takes a one-game lead in the NLCS, beating Arizona 5-1, game two tonight in Arizona at 8:18. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've got several issues, including this crash we've had on eastbound I-70 right near 270. Looks like two lanes on the left-hand side of the highway are blocked. We've got stop-and-go conditions between Brighton and 270 to watch out for. Eastbound 6 not looking much better. It is struggling now between Sheridan and Kalamath. That was due to an earlier rollover. And we've got some debris to watch out for on southbound I-25 near Erie. That was causing flat tires in the area. Weather outlook today, you can expect a beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees. Right now, a little cloudy, 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents each. You can upload photos online or order in-store to create the perfect customized holiday message. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
807, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good morning. It is really going to be a nice day today. Nice fall day. And a good leadoff to the weekend. Mostly sunny, high of 72. Jay Marvin along with you. And the White House is getting an extreme makeover in 2008, but we won't know who wins until then. So we want to give you a chance to win now. If you could use $760 and tune into my show, this show, starting Monday morning at 7:20 a.m. for a chance to win. If you hear your name at 7:20 in the morning, Monday, call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you'll be 760 smackers richer. Which John Turk will then put the move on you to take us to one of the most expensive restaurants in town. All right, there was an article in the Rocky Mountain News, a little short article here on October the 11th. A psychiatric watchdog group protested Wednesday at the state capitol against mental health screenings of school children, arguing that they have the potential to hook millions more on psychiatric drugs. Members of the group, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, handed out flyers highlighting what it sees are the risks of screenings in schools and listing the side effects that psychiatric drugs prescribed to children can have. Protesters also circulated petitions demanding that funding for mental health screenings of children be cut and that the money be used instead for non-drug programs, additional teachers, and music and art instruction. The group noted that Americans already account for more than 80% of the world's consumption of the drug Ritalin, and that the number of teenagers being prescribed antidepressants has increased by more than tenfold since 1987. Pediatric use of antipsychotic drugs has jumped fivefold since 1993, according to the organization. The group argues that the increased use of psychiatric drugs corresponds to a jump in violence in school. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights was started in 1969 by none other than the Church of Scientology. And we have on the line, we're going to talk to Lacey Bruman, who is Executive Director at the Colorado State Office of the National Alliance of the Mentally Ill. That's NAMI. And go to NAMI.org. And Lacey, good morning, and welcome to the program. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I don't even know where to start on this. First of all, let me say this. I am so hostile to these people that I can't control myself. That's number one. Number two, I've run into this in other states. I'm a bipolar manic depressive. Have been in therapy for 28 years. My life was literally hell prior to getting both talking therapy and medical therapy. While I think anybody would, of any sane mind, would come forward and say that, yeah, you know, you've got doctors who make mistakes, and that also finding the right kind of drug for somebody can be difficult, because I've certainly suffered I've certainly suffered tons of side effects from stuff that just wasn't right or wasn't good. But when I stuck with it, eventually I was fortunate enough to find a very, very good doctor here in Denver who has given me the right combination of material and talking therapy, the right combination of medication and talking therapy that I've been able to pretty much pull my life together. This kind of thing just drives me nuts with these folks. I mean, I don't know. What is there to say to them? I mean, you battle them all the time.
We do battle them all the time. And, you know, we have incredible concerns over this. There are 4 million children and adolescents in the country that suffer from a serious mental illness that impairs their ability to function at school, at home, with their friends. In an average year, only 20% of the kids that have mental illnesses are identified and receive services. So there's 80% of kids out there that aren't receiving any kind of services or benefits. And one of the biggest concerns that we have with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights is they make an incredible jump from doing basic mental health screenings to arguing that every child that gets a mental health screening is going to be put on psychiatric drugs.
Yeah, which is absolutely a falsehood.
It's a huge falsehood. You know, there's a lot of different therapies that are out there, talking therapy. There's cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, drugs are one option, and usually nothing is, you know, that's not the first option. You know, there's a lot of other therapeutic options that are tried first, and the parents are involved. So the parents have a lot of choice as to what they want their children to have and to work through. And that may include family therapy as well. And the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, you know, hands out these flyers, and they talk about the fact that parents aren't involved in this. They attack the teen screen model, which was actually identified by the President's New Freedom Commission report as a model program. It's a program that's used to identify youth that are at risk for suicide and could be suffering from a mental illness. And parents are involved every step of the way. So we have great concern. I mean, suicide is the third leading cause of death for youth in the United States between 15 and 24. More adults die from suicide, or more young adults die from suicide than cancer, heart disease, AIDS, birth defects, stroke, pneumonia, flu, and lung disease combined. That's a huge number of kids we're losing every year because, you know, of stigma, because of groups coming in like this, you know, putting a lot of fear and false propaganda out there that's just not real.
Anybody connected with this organization, a medical doctor? Do you have any idea? Do you have any idea? In other words, where are they getting all of this churned up information? Unless the doctors themselves are members of the Church of Scientology, and then I would question their ability to reason.
And I can't actually tell you where they're getting a lot of their data. I too saw the article in the paper, and none of their data that they were quoting was actually cited from anywhere. So I don't know where they're getting their information.
Where are they coming from? How can you make a blanket one size fits all kind of statement?
We don't think you can. Mental illness is a very personal disease, and what may work for you for treatment may not work for someone else. You know, they're based on chemical imbalances in the brain, genetics, and they come along and they make these blanket statements, and, you know, the pigs don't fit into the holes that they create.
Yeah, I think anybody's had any experience with this and has pursued it seriously, and you have to have a certain degree of stick-to-itiveness and a certain degree of courage to be able to stick with this. But anybody, I think, who has pursued it of any age knows that there is no one-size-fits-all, and that you have to struggle through, and that you have to try different combinations of things, not only medications, but also talking therapy.
Absolutely.
And so their position is they don't want kids screened for potential mental health problems. And to me, if we had comprehensive screening, we could cut down on a lot of problems. I don't understand why they are against screening. Screening does not necessarily mean that a kid is going to have Ritalin piled on top of them.
Absolutely. And Ritalin is used for attention deficit disorder, not for all mental health treatment. You know, that's also true,
because some bipolar or others require a mood elevator. Some do not. You're right. I mean, there's all kinds of treatments, and I think that this whole idea that any kind of medication is absolutely wrong is so. It's so antediluvian. I mean, where in the hell are these people coming from?
I have my own opinions on that. Really can't answer that.
Well, you don't want to answer that just as a person to person, and I'll excuse you from your position with NAMI for a second, so you can register the same outright hostility and feelings that I have. I mean, I admit to this, that I could never give any of these folks a fair hearing, that they would have to go to another radio show because I'm too biased about it. I mean, I've been through it, and I've been through the horribleness of it, and I've talked to God over the years. Thousands of people who have been through it, and this backwards idea about mental health is hurting this country as much as anything else.
Stigma is huge, and a lot of people will not seek treatment because they are afraid of the stigma. You know, one of the things that the Citizens Commission on Human Rights wants is they want the money that's being used for screening to go to other school services for teachers and art, and schools have been significantly cut in funding. But the reality is, you know, the school failure, about 50%, I think, if I'm remembering the statistics, of students with a mental illness age 14 and older drop out of school. They drop out of school, so they end up not having an education. Or if they are in school, they end up, you know, in many times creating problems within the school so that they have to be in self-contained classrooms, and that it's harder for the teachers to teach because they're needing to spend more time with special needs students, and the other students are not getting the education. Do the school systems need more money? Yes. Do we need to look at taking it out of healthcare to provide that? No. You know, the 208 Commission is looking at being the numbers. 17.5% of Colorado is uninsured. Just looking at the numbers of people that don't have access to care. And access to care for mental health, that's just one piece of the access to care model.
Yeah, you know, you never can get anybody to listen about this either. I mean, in other words, the whole idea is greater security at schools, more gun control, all of these arguments. But if you look at the things that go on, these are all mental, you know, kids going to school with firearms, all these are all, These are all mental health issues. These are all mental health issues that need to be addressed. And, you know, when you look into these cases, you find a lot of times that, well, particularly the case of the guy in Maryland, right. No proper mental health care.
The mental health system is very, very fragmented. And a lot of that is because funding. You know, mental health receives, in Colorado, we fund mental health at like 34th or 40th, and I'm not exactly sure, per capita across the U.S. Mental health funding in Colorado is already significantly under what it should be in comparison to a lot of the other states. NAMI did a grading the state's report that came out last year, and we'll be doing another, or the year before last, we'll be doing another one next year that looked at the mental health system and awarded them grades. And the overall grade for mental health in the U.S. is failing. You know, it's really, we're very fragmented. We don't have the services that people need. There are long waits to get into services, even if they're trying to access services. You know, the Medical Services Board is finalizing a rule this morning on the preferred drug list that's going to further limit access to people with Medicaid to any kind of medications. So Colorado's in a very bad place with mental health, and it's not getting better.
Yeah, even if you have coverage, a lot of times you'll get referred to somebody, and you call them, and the first thing you get on their answering machine is, "I'm not taking any new patients." It's hard, you know, it's hard to find somebody good and qualified because, you know, they're booked up. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Lacey Bruman is our guest. She is Executive Director at the Colorado State Office of the National Alliance of Mental Illness. That's NAMI. Go to NAMI.org. All right, so where are we with this, with screening kids? Is this a dead issue, or does it continue to be a live one, and is there a chance we'll ever get proper mental health screening in schools?
NAMI continues to push for it. The President's New Freedom Commission report, goal number 4 is to promote the health of young children and to improve and expand school mental health programs. And that includes not just mental health, but also substance abuse, because co-occurring disorders are very prevalent in schools. Nationally, we're looking at this. There are a lot of school districts that continue to screen. There are a lot of parents that are requesting the information and the screenings. Are we moving forward? We are, but it's small steps, and eventually we'll get there. Do we need screening? You know, when you're looking at 4 million children in the United States, those are our future. We absolutely need screening.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International. I'm looking at their information here. I also noticed that their address is 6616 Sunset Boulevard. Guess what else is at 1666 Sunset Boulevard? The Church of Scientology. Why don't they just call themselves the Church of Scientology? Here's one of their deals. They use a psychiatric depression screening program called Teen Screen has admitted an 84% chance of incorrectly identifying a student as at risk of depression or suicide, which could lead to the child being prescribed potentially dangerous psychiatric drugs. The subjective questions used in this and other mental health screenings are based on the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, which medical experts say is an unscientific and unreliable document. And then they say, see the footnote, and you look, and the footnote is, I assume the footnote here is, let me look, the footnote is, parents becoming activists in Indiana. Wardner, St. Paul, 28th September 2006. Okay, I have no idea who that is.
I don't think that a peer-reviewed journal article.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like a peer-reviewed organization or even an evidence-based organization.
I'd like to know like who that is and who that person is and where they got that information. But there's one of their claims that there's an 84% chance you're going to miss it.
You know, I think there's always the possibility of missing it, but do you fully miss it when you don't screen? I mean, are you not better to screen and be able to identify those kids that are really in trouble
to not screen and not be able to identify anybody. You know, when we looked at the No Children Left Behind Act of 2001 that a lot of people federally, you know, believed was going to be the fix for the schools, we were able to go in, and one of the things that they looked at was that there is a belief that helping all children can achieve their full potential by working with parents, providers, and agencies that support screening and early intervention.
Yeah.
You know, so these are the federal programs that are peer-reviewed and evidence-based that are recommending screening take place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, as opposed to a family group in Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. Here's one. Parents consenting to mental health screening are unaware that DSM is not based on science, i.e. psychiatrics, admit they do not know the cause or cure for any medical disorder and have no x-ray, blood, or any physical test to diagnose or determine one. Using personal and invasive questions that could lead any child to be prescribed mind-altering drugs. Now, you know what? To me, that's absolute and complete nonsense.
The science of mental health is fairly young in comparison to a lot of the other sciences. Are we moving ahead? Are we doing a lot more genetically? We're doing a lot with MRI and scans to be able to look at the differences in the brain of people that are depressed, of people that have schizophrenia. You know, do we have a diagnostic tool yet? No. You know, we have the ability to make diagnoses based on behavior and based on symptoms. Do we have a test that can run in and just give you a whole body scan and say, this is what's wrong with you and this is the disease? Not yet. We are doing research, and eventually we hope to be able to do some better genetic targeting, you know, where we can actually take a person's genetic information and give them a medication based on what's best for their chemical makeup.
Well, the thing that gets me about all of this is that not only is that line BS in my opinion, but also the idea that okay, let's just play a game here and let's say okay, all of this stuff that you have on here is absolutely correct and you're totally right. All right, what would be your alternative? What alternative do they propose? That's what I'd like to know. Because here's the thing. If your child gets screened out as potentially having a problem, and they're making the argument here in this that any physical test, they're making the argument that it could lead to your child being prescribed mind-altering drugs. Any responsible parent would go, okay, you suspect my child of having a problem. I'll therefore go out and I'll find and I'll get a couple of medical opinions from qualified people as to what is wrong with my child, what's going on, and what I should do about it. I mean, the mental health screening at the school level, for instance, they're not going to say they're not going to write out a prescription for Zoloft.
Correct.
I mean, so that's a false argument.
It is a very slippery slope, logic-wise. And I think when you know, if you talk to any parent that's lost a child to suicide, they would be the first to tell you, had there been something in place to give them some kind of idea of what was going on, they would go back in time and they'd be the first person standing in line for that.
Yeah, and I've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot from parents. Let me just give you one more really quickly. This one cracks me up. A psychotherapy or psychosomatic study in 2006 found that for mood disorders, depression and bipolar and schizophrenic psychotic disorders, 100% of the psychiatric panel members had undisclosed financial involvements with drug companies that manufacture psychiatric drugs. This coming from an organization calling itself the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International, which is in the same place that the headquarters for Scientology is. Okay, truth and disclosure, why don't you just tell us who you are and what your agenda is, and why don't you just admit that you're connected to Scientology?
I agree.
I mean, you know, that's not having some Orwellian, propaganda name like the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International. No, why don't you just call yourself the Church of Scientology against psychiatric medication?
And, you know, we see that with a lot of anti-psychiatric groups.
the names of their organizations appear to be very positive. You know, and then when you get the information out about the groups, they're not as, you know, the true anti-psychiatry information does come out.
Yeah, naturally. Thank you so much for your time, Lacey, and I recommend everybody go to your website, NAMI.org, and thanks for coming on, and thanks for discussing this, which I think is just extremely important. I really do. Thanks so much.
We do, too. Thank you so very much.
Sure, you bet. It's 8:28, 28 minutes.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition, the Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
Speed Act 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at SpivAct.com. I look forward to seeing you.
The embarrassing part about heartburn is when I'm on a date. I have to get rice or broth. And the guy's like, why don't you order real food?
Heartburn isn't funny. That's why new maximum strength Zantac 150 Cool Mint tablets are serious. It's the same Zantac strength, now with a refreshing hint of cool mint that goes down easy with water. So the suffering stops and life starts. Heartburn? Attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
The 60s, a time of exploring the inner self. Who am I? What is the nature of the soul? Why am I holding hands with 9 total strangers?
Survive the 60s? GEICO offers car insurance with personal service just for you, including experienced driver discounts, average savings over $500, and GEICO's lifetime renewal guarantee. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all states.
In this changing economy, it's more important than ever to cut your expenses. I'm Drew Miles, the tax-saving attorney. I'll teach you how people like Donald Trump and Bill Gates pay single-digit taxes. Call 800-505-3329 for a free tax saving strategy session today and find out how the tax secrets of the rich can save you money. That's 800-505-3329. And remember, it's not how much you make, it's how much you keep that counts.
I will be retirement age in 2008.
The White House is getting an extreme makeover next year, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is your place to get involved. I'm Jay Marvin, and nobody wins until 2008, but you can win $760 just for listening to my show weekday mornings at 7:20. Beginning Monday, listen for your name. Call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you win. Get involved. Speak out on the things that are important to you, and you could be a winner. From AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go with some Hendrix. What, John? No widespread panic? John's all geeked out because he's going to see widespread panic tonight from Fort Collins. John, how many nights is widespread panic in Fort Collins?
2 nights, tonight and tomorrow.
And are you going to both shows?
Yes, sir. If they were playing 4, I'd go to all 4.
Would you consider yourself to be a fanatical widespread panic fan, or would you consider yourself to be a casual widespread panic fan?
Ask my wife that question. She'd answer fanatical. You're like this. I hope she's not listening.
Don't get yourself in trouble, man. I mean, don't...
No, she said. She said yesterday, have fun with your second family. Is that... Come on. I was like, yeah, it's my hobby. I'm sorry. But she likes him, too. She just thinks I'm a little over the top.
You're a little over the top?
But sure, maybe I am.
I don't know. Because you're really fanatical about him? I don't think that's being... Everyone's got to be fanatical about
something. I visit their website, you know.
Well, so what?
I download their music.
Well, so?
I know, but... I mean, she thinks I'm a fanatic.
Well, everybody's got to be fanatical about something.
She's fanatical about her blog that she's been working on, so...
Well, your wife keeps a blog?
Yeah.
What does she talk about in that? Well, let's bring Gina in here to discuss this.
Just being a parent, you know, kid stuff mostly.
Gina! Gina, are you there?
I'm here.
We just found out John's wife keeps a blog.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
Yeah. What does she write about? She writes about being a parent? She write about you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Does she?
There's something in there on her blog that I really didn't want to get in there. But
really?
And I'm kind of mad and wanted to take it out of there.
How do we... Gina's laughing. I am, too. How do we find this blog?
I hope... you can't find it.
Do we Google...
You have to be personally invited.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I've never Googled it, so
do
I'm
we
not
Google,
sure.
Do we Google your wife's name?
Preferably not.
Well, I think we should not only Google it. I think we should link it up to our website.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What does she talk about your personal...
No. Just stuff that the kids do and, you know... I might as well admit it here. I'm an honest guy, and I don't care. I got nothing to hide. My 3-year-old peed on my head about a week ago, 2 weeks ago. I was sitting on the couch downstairs. He opened up the door and let her loose, and it kind of hit the wall and sprayed down the wall and hit me in the head. So, you know, I was mad about it, and now it's on her blog.
That's adorable.
Yeah, really adorable.
Well, maybe you should... Was that Tyson?
It was Tyson, yeah.
Maybe you should turn Tyson over to the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Maybe they can fix it. Or maybe you should have him join the Church of Scientology.
Yikes.
Oh, man, no. It's just, you know, she puts just random stuff, mostly just updates about the... It's a place for, like, our family to go that are out of town to go and see what's happening with us.
Oh, okay, so it's not for the general public. We're not allowed to read.
You know, yeah, she has people that, you know, that she doesn't even know that write her comments and look at it every day. People in, like all over the world, Jay, like in France and England, and I mean, it's
wow. Nice. Good for her.
Yeah, I used to have a blog. I just can't, first of all, I can't write. That's number one. And number two, I could never keep up with it. Could you keep up with that every single day, Gina?
No, I wouldn't want to. Well, I have too many other things to do.
No, it'd be a little tough, wouldn't it?
I don't think I would want to be that transparent, though.
Well, why? Why not? What do you got to hide?
Not with the whole world.
Well, why? I mean, what do you got going on you don't want anybody to know about? I mean, what do you got, a meth lab in your basement? I mean, what is this happening that you don't want to admit to? Because after all, Gina, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear.
Is nothing sacred?
No, of course not. Not in this
society.
I mean,
you wouldn't share the personal, you know, I wouldn't...
All right. What do you want to know personally that you don't think I'd tell you?
Well, I'm sure there's personal things between you and Mary that you wouldn't tell the whole world.
Well, name something.
I don't know.
I don't have any secrets. Ask me and I'll tell you. What do you want to know?
What do you all disagree about?
What do we disagree about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lots of things. Lots of really meaningful, heavy things, like she loves The Prince of Bel-Air, and I find it to be boring. Well, you ask, and I'm telling you. Are you talking about political?
Anything.
She was backing Edwards at first, and I was backing Obama. She talked me out of that and converted me to Edwards. She's a glass-is-half-empty person, and I'm a glass... She's a glass-is-half-full person, and I'm a glass-that's-half-empty.
Okay. Well, then you make a good team.
So we disagree about that. But we don't disagree about... I can't think of the last time we've had a fight. And 9 times out of 10, if we have a fight, I started it and caused it.
Well, good for you for admitting that.
So it's my fault.
Isn't it always the man's fault?
Well, I don't know if it's always the man's fault, but I think...
Most of the time.
But I think I start a lot of it. So I admit that. So I don't think there's, you know, there's nothing. I mean, you can ask me anything about that. I don't think there's any, well, I guess some people get embarrassed, right?
Well, I would think so.
Notice how I'm not going to ask you. Because I know you wouldn't tell me. All right. It's Friday morning. This is the last day of a hectic week. I don't even want to say, did we get a break in traffic? Because I know what the answer will be, so just tell us what's going on.
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. We've had a brand new crash, and it's not looking good. It's a rollover wreck. It's on the ramp from southbound I-25 to westbound 6, so that's in a really bad spot for us right now. Westbound I-70 crashed there between Peoria and 270, and we had the other one on the eastbound side that has traffic stacked up still between Brighton and 270. So those are kind of the areas to try to avoid right now.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Attention homeowners, Colorado's annual Spa and Gazebo Blowout is this weekend at the National Western Stock Show Complex. Your chance is now to save 30 to 50% on America's best buy. Best warranted spas in the country. Rows of therapy spas, spas with TVs and stereos, gazebos, swim spas, saunas, and more. Deal direct with factory reps and save thousands. Show hours today, 3 to 9. Saturday, 9 to 9. Sunday, 10 to 6. Don't miss Colorado's Spa and Gazebo Blowout. Come see why our spas will excite you, but our prices will blow you away.
On Lifetime, The Gathering, a two-night premiere event.
Annie?
Something very strange is happening to Dr. Michael Foster.
He couldn't have just vanished.
A gathering no one could ever imagine.
They're coming. They're born.
A gathering that has him fighting for his family and our future.
I need to get to the bottom of this, Sonny. I need to take care of my daughter.
Peter Gallagher, Jamie Lynn Sigler, The Gathering. Part 1 premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, with Part 2 Sunday at 9, 8 Central on Lifetime.
Your chance is now to save 30 to 50% on America's best buy. Best warranted spas in the country. Rows of therapy spas, spas with TVs and stereos, gazebos, swim spas, saunas, and more. Deal direct with factory reps and save thousands. Show hours today, 3 to 9. Saturday, 9 to 9. Sunday, 10 to 6. Don't miss Colorado's Spa and Gazebo Blowout. Come see why our spas will excite you, but our prices will blow you away.
LeafGuard Rain Gutters of Colorado is seeking candidates with previous experience in the home improvement field. If you're interested in making between $800 and $1,200 a week, call LeafGuard to schedule an interview today at 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
Get to AutoZone, tune up your car, and save up to 30% on gas. Replace worn-out spark plugs and change your air and fuel filters. Head to AutoZone for other gas-saving tips. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone today.
Parents, know the symptoms of a child using drugs. They may include changes in behavior, a change of appetite, nausea, anxiety, redness of eyes, rambling speech, and feeling of panic. A tip in your interest presented by Brothers Construction, the area's experienced professionals who offer prompt, reliable, and skillful service. Call 859-6779. That's 859-6779 for Brothers Construction in Aurora. Always concerned about the future and safety of the children.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Yeah, nothing I like better. A little set. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, on Monday, your chance to win $760. The White House getting an extreme makeover in 2008, but we're not going to know who wins until then, so we want to give you a chance to win now. If you could use $760, and I certainly could, then tune in to this program, this show, starting Monday, 7:20 in the morning for your chance to win. If you hear your name, call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you'll be a $760 richer. All right, it's open phones. Let's go to the phones. We go to Ann in Boulder. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to thank you for talking about this subject of mental health and teens. My daughter was diagnosed with bipolar about a year ago, And on top of that, she has ADHD. And sometimes those two can be confused with each other, but it's been quite a ride. The lack of support from the schools, the lack of understanding. They actually rejected our initial psychiatrist's assessment of her situation. And I ended up just pulling her out of school because she couldn't function. And it was turning into a really negative situation for her, and it was not helping her at all in her recovery. So I just really appreciate that you're talking about the subject of mental health.
How old is your daughter?
She's 16 now and doing much better. And as you said, you know, even trying to find a psychiatrist to treat her, you know, for an adult it's challenging to find a psychiatrist, but try to find one for a teen. Yeah, that's really challenging.
Oh, yeah, it's very, you know what, when you start getting into teenagers and you also start getting into children, it gets really hard because there are very few that do it, and you want to make sure you find somebody good, and...
And that you don't have to wait 6 months to see.
Yeah, and it's a very, 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 very difficult struggle, and anybody who thinks that it isn't, and anybody who thinks that it's funny or that there's, you know...
Or that it's false.
Or that it's false. They're just, I can't say what I think they are.
Well, I don't understand where they're coming from, and I cannot for the life of me understand why the Church of Scientology people have such an issue against psychiatry. When I drive home from my work here in Boulder, I see there's one vehicle I see on the road that has a bumper sticker that says... Psychiatry kills, and I absolutely hate that. I don't understand where
don't
they're
either.
Coming from, but
ignorant.
They have lived through it.
Ignorant and blinded by stupid ideology
and brainwashed. Yeah, yeah. And we even had a situation where a step parent of my daughter's told her that it's just all an attitude, and that she didn't believe in mental illness. And
oh yeah,
and
I've run
so
into that too.
We had to overcome that, but. But again, I just want to thank you for talking about this subject, and anytime I hear mental health issues coming up, I just really appreciate that people are talking about
well,
it more and more.
No problem. And, you know, tell your daughter, I mean, that if I can do it, and that if I can survive, and that if I can get out of bed every single morning, and at least I'm not in jail or, I'm a troublemaker, but I'm not... You know, I mean, not that kind of troublemaker. And if I could just bear through it, that if I can do it, that anybody can do it. And if she ever has any problems or whatever, or doesn't understand or whatever the thing is, send me an email and I'll answer.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah,
all right.
Actually, she's doing much better a year later after her diagnosis. And we're moving forward, and she'll be getting back into the swing of things with school. And things are better.
That's great, and you're a great parent. Boy, people like you should be admired.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Yeah, my parents never had any clue about what that was about, and, you know, good Lord, you'd think, and in some way, shape, or form, they'd catch a clue. Oh, there must be something wrong with Jay. No. Let's go to Brooke in Fort Collins. Brooke, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I feel very strongly about the topic that you brought up today, but very first, I just want to say that Al Gore would have my vote if he would please, please, please run for president.
I think a lot of people feel that way about him, but I don't think he's going to do it.
I don't think he's
going to do it.
I believe, though, that he is a man who is a perfect example of somebody who knows how to behave presidentially.
I agree.
My topic is that I am myself a bipolar, and I, for reasons that are similar to the reasons that I deal with my children, I have chosen to stop taking medications simply because there's no light at the end of the tunnel. We're not talking about a therapy. We're talking about a lifelong dependence on a medication that they have not done very many studies on the long-term effects, and people like you and me need to be getting into laboratories so they can see
what these medicines are doing to our bodies.
Well, I disagree. I disagree that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I totally and completely disagree with that. I think there is light at the end of the tunnel because I think that they learn more and more every single day. That's number one. And then
and then
number two, the other thing is I don't ever think, and I'm not a doctor, but this is my personal life lived experience. I don't ever think that anybody should be taking any medication without seeing a proper physician who specializes in it, i.e. a psychiatrist,
right.
And that they should see a psychiatrist that also provides talking therapy, because there are a lot of offshoots of this disease. There are a lot of things that happen with this disease.
But most of the time you do a therapist who is separate from your doctor.
No,
you see
your doctor for
10 minutes
every
3 months.
No, that's not true. I never have. And I've been at it.
You're probably not on Medicaid.
Well, okay, but let me finish. I've been at it for... Well, I guess
years?
No, I guess it'd be close now to 28. I've been at it for 28, and the only time I ever saw a doctor with no talking therapy, okay?
Right.
It was a huge, colossal failure, and I learned the hard way. And I also learned the hard way about what happens if you don't go.
Right.
And you don't not only get talking therapy, but you also don't get proper medication for a chemical imbalance. I also know and learn the hard way what happens there, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I tried to commit suicide 2 or 3 times, and the last time I tried to do it was the last time I've tried, because I learned my lesson.
You're not alone, Jay, and I want to finish my point before you kick me off the phone.
I'm not going to kick you off.
Okay, most radio talk shows do eventually.
Well, I do eventually. I get mad eventually and act like an idiot, but I'm not going to do that to you. As a matter of fact, hold your thought. Hang on. Let me just do traffic and all that stuff, and we'll come back to you. Okay?
Right.
Okay, hang on. It's 8:50, 50 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the open phones, and Gina with traffic.
Several late morning problems, including the crashes we have on I-70. Eastbound side, you're going to be affected between Brighton and 270. Had 2 lanes on the left side that were blocked and stop-and-go conditions through there. Westbound I-70 had some curiosity slowing and a traffic wreck, actually, between Peoria and 270. Westbound lanes of 6th Avenue affected. That ramp from southbound I-25 had a rollover crash there and looks like a brand-new problem. Southbound I-25, right shoulder near 20th if you're trying to get downtown. Weather outlook, it's going to be a beautiful day. Looks like sunny, mild, and 74. Get some clouds moving in.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. Less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low, flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance. Not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Some service is not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. Call for details.
Woo! Woo! 8:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, I talk about them a lot, and the reason I do is because I've told you over and over again, I don't mind saying it again, I mean, I'm closely tied to them. They are some of my closest friends, are lifelong friends. Mary and I have bought numerous automobiles from them over the years. We keep going back. A lot of people keep going back, and why do they keep doing that? Well, you keep going back because you get treated right, you get a good deal, and you feel good about yourself. You never have buyer's remorse, and you know that you're getting the best deal possible. They have their matching down incentive, which helps you out. They have numerous ways to finance. The people out there are A-Number-One, Tom and Marv Al-Shear, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Julia. The list just goes all the way down the line of good people out there, Adolf, who are busting their cans to really, really, really help you out. Now, why do they do this? Well, they do it for two reasons. One, because, yes, they make money at it. They've got families to support. They work very, very hard. But two, they know that you walk away with a good feeling, then what that's going to do is that's going to translate out because you're going to tell other people about it, and you'll bring them back, and they'll come back, and then they'll bring more folks. And that's the reason why they've been around since 1982, and that's why they're as successful as they are. All right. You want a four-wheel drive vehicle? You want an all-wheel drive vehicle? You're thinking about winter? Then you got to think about Rockies. The cleanest, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. The most of them in all of Colorado. Huge selection. Check them out online, rockiesautos.com on the internet, or get out there and see them. Open tonight until 9. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Use your imagination for just a moment. Imagine you're one of those people that truly understands the stock market, working a few minutes a day, making serious money. Now picture in your mind the lifestyle you've always wanted. Nice car, nice house, maybe a boat. Think for a moment what it'd be like not punching a clock and making some other guy rich. Got that picture in your mind? You can make that picture real. How? Simple. Get the expertise you need and do it in a fraction of the time it takes the market hotshots. Top Trader will teach you in simple language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Top Trader was developed by two hugely successful stock market gurus. Top Trader is a proven system that gives you all the tools you need to succeed and get rich. Get your free 3-CD set and see for yourself just how simple it really is. You really can make a profit in any market condition just like the big boys. Get your free instructional 3-CD set, a $50 value right now. Just pay shipping and handling. Check this out now. Don't wait. Call 800-385-8507. That's 800-385-8507. Call 800-385-8507.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Is on the grass. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Personal note to Stacy, John loves you. Okay, let's go back to Brooke and let her finish. See, I'm not going to kick you off the radio. Go ahead. There's three minutes left, and you can have all 3 minutes.
Oh, well, thanks. I actually wrote down some of my points here because it's kind of convoluted to get to. You know, I've been also in therapy since I was 13, and I have never had a doctor and a therapist in one. I've always had to go separate because I've always been low income. And I can say personally that their solution has always been more medication. And very, you know, like some medications that need, you know, blood testing before you give it to somebody. I've never had a single blood test for my psychiatric problems ever. You know, but we're talking about kids. And, you know, I was startled to find that my niece, who is on 5 medications for her brain, for her mood and her sleep, and I was questioning her. Nobody's even suggested that she cut out chocolate, caffeine, energy drinks, junk food. Nobody has suggested to her to get on an exercise program.
Oh, I listen,
nothing. She's on tons of medication.
Well,
I've
had all of that mentioned to me. As a matter of fact, I've lost 127 pounds this year.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I walked 7 miles, and I've altered my diet completely. And I've yet to have any doctor I've ever gone to who hasn't talked to me about that stuff. They've all talked to me about that stuff.
And now my son, honey. Now my son is 3 years old, and we are traversing the process of an autism diagnosis. And, you know, the first doctor we saw was the county hack, and the very first thing he wanted to do was put my son on ADD medication.
Yeah, okay. You know
he
what,
doesn't
though?
Have
you know,
ADD.
You know what, though? You know what, though? All right. Don't go away. Can you hang a little bit longer? I got to do some news. I got to do all that stuff. Just lay the phone down. Go get something to drink. Come back and let me finish with you. Okay.
All right.
Because I don't want to be accused of being unfair, even though I am unfair at times, and that's all right. Because that's what talk radio is about. It's about opinionation. About opinionation. It's about being opinionated, and it's about being unfair. I mean, after all, you think those guys down the hall are fair? Come on.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival.
Beer.
October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit AM760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a single-stem roll.
You think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder system, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this system, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This system is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
We are facing a planetary emergency.
Al Gore from his Oscar-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth, now the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize along with the UN's Climate Change Agency. He says he is deeply honored. Ben Aliff is with Greenpeace.
He's done a great job of, you know, going around the world showing the inconvenient truth, which has really woken people up to the issue of climate change. You know, it's being showed in UK schools now.
The White House response has been subdued, calling the award important recognition. Jim Vanderhei of Politico.com says with the Nobel, Gore has the last laugh over some of his critics.
He was vindicated. This guy was laughed off the stage by some in the media and some Democrats as a policy stiff when he was vice president and when he ran in 2000. And now he looks like a genius when it comes to global warming.
But Vanderhei doesn't believe the award will change Gore's decision not to run for president. Charges filed in what police say was a Columbine-style plot hatched by a suburban Philadelphia teenager. Police say they uncovered an arsenal of weapons at the 14-year-old boy's home. This morning, says reporter Brad Siegel of CBS station KYW, his mother was charged.
She faces six counts, including endangering the welfare of children, unlawful transfer of firearms, and possession of a firearm by minors. Prosecutors allege that she was the one that bought the 9mm rifle that was found in the bedroom of his home.
Along with the weapons, police say they found videos of the Columbine High School attack, as well as notebooks filled with angry writings. It's a turn of the table. CIA Director Michael Hayden is ordering an investigation of the agency's inspector general after a series of withering critiques of the CIA's performance before 9/11. This is not good news, says Beverly Lumpkin of Project on Government Oversight.
They are trying to intimidate the IG and prevent him from pursuing investigations.
The CIA insists that Hayden supports his chief watchdog, but wants ideas on making improvements. In Madison, Wisconsin, four people have been found dead inside a horse trailer at the site of the World Clydesdale show. The coroner suspects carbon monoxide poisoning from a space heater that two adults and two children were apparently using to stay warm as they slept in the trailer. The parents of a young girl have filed a lawsuit over an alleged incident in the air. CBS News reporter Pete Combs has that story from Atlanta.
The lawsuit says it happened on a flight from San Diego to Atlanta last January. An unaccompanied 11-year-old girl from Alabama says she was fondled by the man sitting next to her. Now the girl's mother is suing Delta, saying her daughter was traumatized while in the airline's care.
Delta says the airline has special rules for keeping close watch on unaccompanied children. A stronger-than-expected jump in retail sales last month, the Commerce Department says they climbed 0.6 of a point, led by a surge in auto sales. At the same time, the government says wholesale prices climbed 1.1%. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 33 and the NASDAQ down 20 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coop from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need and nothing you don't.
Great. But what's with the 4 million people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coop, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, exclusively from Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless network.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Two Colorado state troopers in sick bay this morning after being hit by a pickup truck on I-76 northwest of Denver last evening.
The trooper is still in critical condition. The other one, serious bodily injuries.
Both were in the median helping a motorist reload plastic tanks that had fallen off a flatbed trailer when a pickup truck drifted into the median. The accident closed the interstate for several hours. Colorado lawmaker Diana DeGette warning Congress that a dramatic increase in Chinese imports is hampering the Food and Drug Administration's ability to ensure the safety of the nation's food supply.
With products affecting ground beef, peanut butter, spinach, toothpaste, cough syrup, lettuce, and even pet food in the news almost daily over the last year, people no longer assume, and rightly so, that what they buy is safe.
At a congressional hearing, the Denver Dem said the FDA doesn't have the budget or manpower anymore to match the growing amount of food imports. DeGette says more money has to be appropriated to federal agencies that have been gutted by the Bush administration's pro-business ideology. And the temporary bags and banners marking 34 World Savings branches throughout Colorado come down today as those locations officially take on the Wachovia name. In sports, the Rockies' improbable run in the playoffs continues as they take a 1-0 lead in the National League Championship Series, beating the Diamondbacks 5-1 in Phoenix last night, Game 2. Tonight at 8:18. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still dealing with that rollover crash on the ramp from south on I-25 to westbound 6. So just watch out for that. It's going to be a little tough through there for a bit till they get that cleared. South on I-25 also affected near 20th. Right shoulder crash there for your ride to downtown. And we still had some activity westbound I-70 between Peoria and 270. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, it should be a gorgeous day, sunny, mild, and 74. Tonight, we'll get some increasing clouds with a low of 44, and looks like tomorrow we could get some possible.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk, high today is 72. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones. We lost Brooke. She had to take off. Well, you know, Brooke, I just disagree. I don't think taking, not taking medication, I just don't think it's a wise idea. You know, I have a policy that When somebody sends me email and they're lying to me, I generally find it's best not to acknowledge it, because what they really want is they want attention. But it never ceases to amaze me how people think that other people are not very smart, that they're just not very smart, that like we can't hear at the station, we can't figure out what game you're playing or what game is going on. And so I have this guy who emails me with basically just media-generated kind of talking points and signs all kinds of different names to it. And in the beginning, John and I were kind of like, well, listen, we must be getting some opposition here. But now we figured out that this guy basically is full of it because he's a coward. He's a chicken. He is the worst of the worst, that he sends us stuff and he thinks that we really care about it. And what we end up doing is we end up deleting it. So here's a little message for you, pal. You can send emails under any kind of names you want. You can use my name. You can use John Turk's name. You can use anybody's name. You can use your neighbor's name. It doesn't make any difference. Number one, they won't get read on the air. And number two, both of us are just deleting them. Now, if I had my way, and if I were in charge of the radio station and I were running things, I would get the IT department to find out your ISP, and I would contact your ISP and warn them of the fact that you're spamming our mailbox and cramming up the mailbox with useless crap.
I'd like to know what this guy does. You know, I mean, he has nothing better to do but sit around for 4 hours and send us emails.
I agree.
Big winner.
Yeah, I agree. Agree 100%. It's like, how stupid do you think we are? That we haven't, like, heard all of this stuff before.
Biggest loser in the history of the show.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
And we've had a lot of losers, haven't we?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, we have. Absolutely, we have. Unbelievable. And then I got some guy, and I can't find his email, who is accusing me with my comments about the Church of Scientology, is accusing me of being intolerant. No, I'm not being intolerant. You have a right to practice. You have a right to be a member of the Church of Scientology. You have a right to be involved in all of that. I mean, that's your right. I would never stop anybody from doing anything, as long as it's not illegal. Go ahead and knock yourself out. But your church and your church's, your alleged church, and your alleged church's position on mental health screening and psychiatry is not only a distortion, but it's also not good public policy, and it's very dangerous. And I would maintain that you and probably most of your friends know little or nothing about this problem. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm calling. I want to mention that I'm going to be opening a progressive free school here in Denver, but I have something more important, really, on top of that. I just want to mention that, for me, you've been a real lifeline for the last year and a half. And I just think, you know, I've been waiting to tell you that and listening every day to calls and trying to find the right moment. Today I didn't have the radio on. I picked up the phone. And I ended up talking to you right after a call that beautifully illustrates, you know, how you're really there for people. You were really there for me for a year and a half, and I just wanted you to know.
Oh, well, you know, that's really kind of you. I really thank you for that. I have my moments, and you know, I get upset, but you know, I really do care about people. I think you care about people. I think everybody who listens to this show, even if we agree or disagree, I think that we all care about people. I think we all care about our country very deeply, and I think that, you know, if we do disagree, you're always welcome to come back the next day, unless you're going to be like some people, like this, well, I don't want to name this guy's name, who thinks he can get on every single day and do this. But, yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And sometimes you just wonder, you just wonder, you know, if, well, you just wonder. But thanks. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's funny, Jay. I've assumed, and I've heard other people sort of point out the same feeling of how important you are to them. And it's easy not to call because it's easy to think, what am I, one out of 10,000? I'm going to call and tell them, you know, it's like seeing Bob Hope go by and you got to stop and say, you're great, but he's heard it a million times.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's, of course, it's been a long time, but I've heard people on the, there used to be a guy on the air, he's back on the air, as a matter of fact, 78 years old, and he's working again. He is conservative. I mean, very, very conservative. His name is Bob Grant. Does nights at WABC in New York. Used to do afternoons at WABC. Used to do afternoons at WOR in New York. Very, very conservative. He and I wouldn't agree on a thing. But I'm going to tell you something. He was the most entertaining, the most remarkable talk show host I think I've ever heard in my life. I would rate him as being number one. I don't think ideology matters. I think it's your ability to be able to do good radio. And I think sometimes the people who are on the air forget that. And also the idea that you're supposed to go in there and you're supposed to do the best you possibly can, but everybody has to bear in mind that we're not machines, we're not computers, and that we have ups and down days. So, I mean, basically when you boil it down, the thing that makes us very unique is we're just human beings reacting and interacting with each other, and in a lot of ways it's a privilege to be able to do it. Now tell me about your progressive school.
Oh, well, you know, Jay, I'm a retired teacher, and I was thinking about staying retired, but what's happening today, it's so disheartening. And I just had a principal, I spent a lot of time in schools, just had a principal remind me for the umpteenth time that our teachers don't really have time to take proper educational care of the kids, because they're overwhelmed with a lot of stuff. And I, as I'm just kind of newly out of teaching. I retired just 4 years ago. But I can tell you, Jay, that for maybe five kids in a classroom, the classroom's great. But the real essence of education, if you don't get enthusiasm for learning going, and you show parents pieces of paper, say, look at these scores, my goodness, and the standards, boy, do they know where the commas go. But if those kids have no enthusiasm, no interest in learning, and are not developing good social interaction skills, they're crushed. And I'm sure, you know, it's actually from listening to you, Jay. You remember one time you were talking to John M., and you said, after talking about the state of the world, you said, I'm scared. And he said, yeah, I'm scared. You said, no, really, I'm scared. And that got me to thinking, Jay, the real truth as an educator, we are not able to predict in any way what the challenges that our children today are going to be facing in 15 or 20 years from now. And we're trying to prepare them for that world, and we know that they may be facing challenges that will determine the welfare of their lives and of our nation and even of Western civilization the way it's going. How in the world can we prepare those kids unless we make them into good, enthusiastic learners?
Yeah.
And people who have very high level of good social interaction skills, and they cannot get it in today's schools.
Yeah, it's a couple of things. You know, one, it's very hard in this day and age now to compete with everything that's out there that kids are exposed to. But if you can get a kid excited about learning something, it can translate in to a lifelong passion. You know, when I was a kid, I couldn't do math. I wasn't very good in English. As a matter of fact, I couldn't write my name in a straight line. But I had a teacher who turned me on to the joy of reading. And I fell in love with books. And it stayed with me all of my life. And I love literature. And in some ways, that saved my life. But you got to have that moment in schools. You got to have that moment where a kid says, wow, yeah, I get it. I'm interested in it. It's a passion. I want to pursue it. And it's very, very hard now in the year 2007 to reach through and break through and compete against television. Not that we didn't have TV, we did. Video games, computer games, cell phones, text messaging, all of this stuff, the internet, everything that's going on out there. It's very hard to say, hey, look at this. Read this book. Read Catcher in the Rye. Read Huckleberry Finn. See how magical this is. And to get kids, like, to get into that. Or, too often what happens is, kids have a passion for something, and adults step on it. They don't mean to, but they do. And we really, really, really got to reverse that trend. And I sometimes think, John and I were talking about this off the air, I sometimes think being a parent is too easy. I think it's too easy. And if it were me, I would have some kind of, I would make it mandatory that you have to take some kind of parenting classes in high school. But I'm not a teacher. I don't know. I mean, how do you inspire kids to, how do you turn them on to the magic of books? I don't know. How do you turn them on to the magic of ideas or the magic of art or the magic of stuff that's just kind of like intangible? As well as stressing to them that, yeah, they got to know how to add and subtract and they got to know how to read and write and do all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. I wish I did know what the answer.
Well, I tell you one thing, Jay, from my own experience, that all the things that you just pointed out, which really would be the definition of a progressive school, you're not going to leave out the math and everything else, but that essence of what it means to be an educated human being, where you can learn to love and cherish, you know, the great accomplishments of our civilization, that's really what it's all about. I always emphasize social interaction skills. We got to get that. But the mere fact that you said, how do we do it and how do we do that question, the teachers don't have time right now in the public schools to sit around and ask that question. But you know what I found in my own career is that the answer to that question, Jay, is exactly what you need to get those academics right. An enthusiastic learner can get turned on by exactly what you said like the other day, look, Homeward Angel. An enthusiastic learner gets turned on to that, and that generalizes to a lot of other things in their lives. They become open. And if you can design your program right, you can have them, I love math. I didn't know I was going to love it. I love it. But you have to be free. Exactly. And you know, the other day you were making the point about Halloween costumes. But the point of that I heard in that, the significance is we're not giving our attention to helping these children be enthusiastic, lifelong learners. Then that's what you are. You're an enthusiastic, lifelong learner, and you take that next step. You show the good example. By the way, I think I've lost about 45 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
You show the good example because ever since a year and a half I've been listening, you've been working on yourself. Can you imagine what that would mean if everybody in America would say, okay, let's do the J. Martin program. We're not going to get up and just be the same today like we were yesterday. We're going to accept the responsibility to improve ourselves. But I know that life is hard. And when you talk about bringing parents in, I will say, I taught in schools in East L.A. where I tell you, those parents, it wasn't easy being a parent.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with East Los Angeles, sure.
Oh, yeah? You too?
Oh, yeah, sure. I grew up in L.A.
Oh, you did?
In Orange County.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Ontario.
Well, I know exactly where Ontario is. You know, my only regret is that I didn't grow up in a household where parents encouraged me. I could have done a lot more with my life than what I've done. Michael, thank you, man. I got to run, and I appreciate it. And stay in touch.
Will do. Bye bye.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Now, parents should encourage their kids. I mean, I think about it. I could have done a lot more with my life. Of course, and again, I wouldn't have had as many adventures as I've had. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. J. Marvin along with you. Yes.
On Lifetime, The Gathering, a two-night premiere event.
Annie?
Something very strange is happening to Dr. Michael Foster.
Couldn't have just vanished.
A gathering no one could ever imagine.
The coven.
They're born to.
A gathering that has him fighting for his family and our future.
I need to get to the bottom of this, Sonny. I need to take care of my daughter.
Peter Gallagher, Jamie Lynn Sigler, The Gathering. Part 1 premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, with Part 2 Sunday at 9, 8 Central on Lifetime.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. I was pretty fed up doing things the old-fashioned way. Waiting for an office to open. Waiting for things in the mail.
But now, you don't have to.
That's right, because of Esurance.
Affirmative. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and compare it to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save hundreds at Esurance, and they save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly, online.
Quote by print, instantly at Esurance.
With saving on auto insurance that easy, it's no surprise that thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Until next time.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Save time and money when you get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Did you repeat that again? I just didn't get it. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Denver's new 2008 Metro Street Atlas from MAPSCO is hot off the press. And for a limited time, if you bring in your old Regional Street Atlas or Metro Atlas to MAPSCO's store at 8th and Lincoln and tell them that I sent you, say, hey, J. Marvin sent me, get $5 off the brand new Metro Edition. This year, both MAPSCO and Street Atlases have gone all out, combined over 7,000 updates, revisions, and additions, hundreds of miles of new streets, 17 new pages just to cover Denver's new growth areas. You know, sometimes you may learn the hard way that those online maps and onboard nav systems, guess what? They'll get you close, but they won't get you right there like MAPSCO will. And don't forget, MAPSCO has great ideas for gifts for the upcoming holiday season. For instance, the new Roads of Colorado features detailed maps of every peak, valley, and back road in Colorado. MAPSCO maps are more accurate, more current, and more trusted. Check out MAPSCO at 8th and Lincoln, at fine retailers throughout Denver, or online at MAPSCO.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Helping of widespread panic there. 9:26, 26 minutes after the hour. Mostly sunny. High today, 72. I love that honky tonk piano. Honky tonk piano playing. It's a fine art. That, what is it? That two fingered style or yeah, whatever. But I was talking about Moon Mulligan earlier in the show, who had that big country hit, "I'll Sail My Ship Alone," and he's the guy who. There were a bunch of those guys that really popularized that style. A lot of the early Western swing bands did as well. Milton Brown and his musical Brownies. Fred Papa Calhoun, who used to play for Milton Brown, who I used to exchange letters with. He's long dead now, but he lived in Fort Worth. If you ever get a chance to look up some of that music, look it up, only because of this. Check this out. Back in those days, they used to record those songs. They would record them in hotel rooms in Dallas and Fort Worth. And it was so hot in those rooms, particularly in the summertime, that they would strip down to their underwear to record. But they were great because they were fusing swing and blues and country and all of that stuff together. And maybe one of these days I'll bring in my Milton Brown CD and we'll play some cuts off of that. Milton Brown, who had a guy in his band called Bob Dunn. Bob Dunn was the guy who invented the lap steel guitar. Bob Dunn was a guy who was listening to black music and Hawaiian music and smoking dope back in 1932 and came up with that. That's who invented it, Bob Dunn. So Milton Brown would always say, "Take it away, Mr. Dunn." And Dunn used to play it like a saxophone, the steel guitar like a saxophone, with this big, loud, raking sound. It was really great. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we go to Eileen in Denver. Eileen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh,
love
welcome.
Your show.
Well, thanks.
Couple things. First of all, I just want to applaud your efforts in trying to bring mental illness to the forefront. I've been an ER nurse for over 20 years, and so I've gotten to see the kids who have tried to commit suicide or been successful and then deal with their parents, mm-hmm. and it is a totally devastating thing for everybody involved. So please continue your efforts, and hopefully you'll be able to reach more people.
Well, you're an ER nurse, so you know what? See, you're in a vital and important profession. So
I
admire what you do. I'd like to be able to do that.
It's a wonderful, rewarding, stressful job, but love it for my favorite kind of nursing. But the reason I was calling is, and I don't know if you've addressed it all, is if you heard Ann Coulter's comment yesterday about the Jews needing to be perfected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what your take on that was and if you thought that the Republican Party was going to now have to distance themselves a little bit from her because she is a real eyesore for them.
No, I don't think they'll distance themselves. I don't think they'll distance themselves from that any more than they would the attacks on the 12-year-old kid, Graham Frost. They won't. I mean, this is their stock and trade is in dealing in this kind of stuff, and they're very, very hateful people who have a very, very vindictive streak. Now, not all of them are like that, and I don't want everybody to think that I'm talking about all of them in general, but I'm talking about certain people that are in the GOP. I mean, this is the way that they operate. Ann Coulter is going to slither off the hook, and most people are going to say, well, I listened to what she said, and blah, 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 and it's not anti-Semitic and whatever, but she is an anti-Semite. She's always been an anti-Semite. She is she's a despicable human being, and, yeah, you know, what else are you going to say? I mean, there's nothing else you can say about her, because if you look at what she says and the comments she makes and the things that go on, they don't hold up to any kind of really serious scrutiny of any kind. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're ridiculous. And what she doesn't get and what she doesn't understand is that she's not living up to the gospel of Jesus. She's not living up to the gospel of the teachings of the New Testament. Why is she not living up to it? Because you know what? She's not going to convert a one-eyed pig. She's not going to convert anybody. Because you know what? Anybody who's Jewish, Muslim, or any other religion, getting browbeaten by the likes of her is not going to make anybody convert to anything. And people like her just don't seem to get it. They also don't seem to get that there's a separation of church and state. I mean, what can you say about her? I mean, I don't know.
That was the first time I'd ever heard anything so blatantly. I mean, not the first time I've ever heard anything like that, but the first time, I mean, just somebody just so blatantly just came out and said, basically, that, yeah, we won't be happy until the whole world is Christian. I mean, she said.
And I think the bigger question on all of this is why does the media continue to keep giving her a platform?
And I don't get that either.
Because it attracts the viewers and it gets them ratings, and that's why they do it, because extremism is the currency of the minute.
But isn't that going to turn some people away from? I'm a liberal and I'm a Democrat and all that, and so she's not going to change anything into how I think. I mean, I think she's totally intolerant of everybody, but isn't that going to turn some people away from their party and kind of defeat their thought process, their purpose of getting somebody elected?
No, because they count on courting their core, and that's who they count on. The big deal nowadays in everything, it seems to be catering to the core, whether you're on the right or the left, catering to the core, attracting the core, niche marketing. That seems to be the big thing. So people who are in the middle, people who are not of a polarizing state of mind, they're kind of in a lot of ways left out of the equation. And it's sad, but that's what it is. I mean, as much as I hate to say this, I've heard people on my radio station here engage in way over the top behavior, and some people can make the argument that I have too. But the one thing I would never I'm not going to say I'd never do that. I'm tempted sometimes to make anti-Christian comments only because I've been living with this whole threat of being disenfranchised from heaven and shut out all of my life, even though I don't really think there is such a thing, but I've had to go through that. And I think
I happen to be Jewish, but myself,
well, then you know.
So I take offense to personally what she said, but I would take offense to her saying anything negative about any group of people.
Well, she said it
doesn't matter who they are.
She said it about Muslims a long time ago. It's just most people don't remember this, but she said it about Muslims. I got in a big fight on the air with her about this, that she claimed that we should kill them all and convert them to Christianity.
Well, is that her answer for everything? Is
yes.
That if we convert everybody to Christianity, then the world is going to be a happy place?
I guess.
And there aren't going to be any problems, and that's the solution for everything.
She's very much into being polarizing. She's very much into having enemies. She's very much into all of that, and it gets her attention, and it sells her books, and it draws people to her. I wonder what it's like to traffic in that kind of stuff and use that to make a living. I really wonder about that. I wonder if there's anybody in any organized Christian movement that would stand up and is going to stand up and now denounce this.
Well, I forget who was they interviewed after her, but he was defending her as being a good person and as being that she's not an anti-Semite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. I heard, sure.
Are you crazy?
I heard Terry Jeffries of the National Review yesterday on CNN with James Carville giving exactly that same line, and I turned the TV off.
Yeah, I was like, were you listening to what she said? It was blatant. It wasn't even covered up with, well, I've got some friends who are, you know, whatever. I mean, she was blatant about it.
Oh, God, I can think of a word I could use on the air, but you know what? Maybe I'll use it to you, and then I'll blame. Okay, I love you. See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did I get that out? 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. John's laughing. You don't even know what it means.
You just it sounded funny, but I...
Yeah, but you like the way it sounded, right?
I can guess, yeah.
Okay. Gina with traffic. Gina.
All right. Southbound I-25, right shoulder near 20 is still dealing with a little crash activity there, so we've got some delays back to I-70, and we've got a problem going on. Southbound 225, looks like a paving operation, has underway now right at Parker Road, so that ramp from southbound 225 to Parker going to be closed until about 3 p.m., and that is creating a minor snag in that area. Colorado Boulevard at Martin Luther King, we do have a crash involving someone on a bike. Weather outlook today, it should be gorgeous, sunny, and 74. We'll get some increasing clouds this evening and a low of 44, and looks like possible showers tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fright Fest returns from the dead Saturdays and Sundays in October and Friday the 19th and 26th. Get all the gory...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Attention homeowners, Colorado's annual spa and gazebo blowout is this weekend at the National Western Stock Show Complex. Your chance is now to save 30 to 50% on America's best buy. Best warranted spas in the country. Rows of therapy spas, spas with TVs and stereos, gazebos, swim spas, saunas, and more. Deal direct with factory reps and save thousands. Show hours today, 3 to 9. Saturday, 9 to 9. Sunday, 10 to 6. Don't miss Colorado's spa and gazebo blowout. Come see why our spas will excite you, but our prices will blow you away.
On Lifetime, The Gathering, a two-night premiere event.
Annie?
Something very strange is happening to Dr. Michael Foster.
He couldn't have just vanished.
A gathering no one could ever imagine.
They're coming. They're born to...
A gathering that has him fighting for his family and our future.
I need to get to the bottom of this, Sonny. I need to take care of my daughter.
Peter Gallagher, Jamie Lynn Sigler, The Gathering. Part 1 premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central, with Part 2 Sunday at 9, 8 Central on Lifetime.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
At 98206, American Guarantee Mortgage.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 72. Jay Marvin, open phones, 303-713-7600. Don't forget, Monday. See it all Monday. Anybody remember those old drag race commercials?
Monday.
Where the guys used to yell, do like 90 seconds worth of copy in 60.
Get on Monday, Blue Dragsters.
Okay. The White House getting a stream makeover in 2008, and we're not going to know who wins until then, but we want to give you a chance to win. So if you could use $760, then tune in here to this program, the Jay Marvin program, starting Monday at 7:20 for your chance to win. That's 7:20 in the morning. If you hear your name called, call us within 7 minutes and 60 seconds, and you'll be $760 richer. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the phones. And we'll go to Mark in Arvada. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a libertarian that used to be a Republican, but I got pushed to the Libertarian Party by George Bush. And
What specifically pushed you out?
Social issues.
Like?
Gay marriage. Just the religious right, attack on civil liberties, that sort of thing.
Mm, okay.
But I did have a bone to pick with your caller on the tax issue. You know, he talked about freeloaders, and the biggest cost to the U.S. Treasury of the George Bush tax cuts is the per-child tax credit. And it doesn't give a lot of money to each individual person, but because a lot of people do have kids, that's the most expensive item. So, you know, I think your guest gave the perception, okay, there's freeloaders. Well,
no. That wasn't him. That was me. And what I said by that was, is that we are conditioned in this society to believe, in this country to believe, and have been, and have been told this since the 80s, that the commitment to this country is basically no commitment at all, that there are no dues to be paid, there are no sacrifices to be made, and that you can fly, have, and do for free, and that nothing in life bears any kind of payment. And my point is that there's no free lunch any place, anytime, anywhere, and anybody who promises you such is lying to you, and that we all have a responsibility in one sense or another to contribute and be part of society, particularly if you want to use the things that are available in society. And so this idea that, oh, taxes are evil and you shouldn't have to pay and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Nobody is in favor of waste, okay? And if they are, then they shouldn't be in office. That's number one. Number two, nobody's in favor of taxes because nobody wants to basically do anything that they basically really don't like. I mean, it's the same thing as when your doctor comes to you and says, okay, Jay, Mark, here's the story. Lose 100 pounds or this is what's going to happen to you. And you go like, oh, okay. But then when you got to live up to the reality of having to do that, you don't want to do it because Burger King is like right down the corner and that Whopper is calling you and you don't want to give it up. And all I'm saying is that we need to start talking to each other honestly about these things. If you want to have a decent infrastructure, if you want decent education, if you want the things that have always made America great, you're not going to get them for free. It just doesn't happen.
Right. I mean, I agree with you 100% on that. But I think a lot of politicians on the left are creating the false message that people who make a good wage are not paying their fair share. And let me give you just a quick example. My wife, after 12 years of raising our two kids, just went back to work full time. She makes actually a decent wage because she had been doing a lot of training and a very small time part-time business during those 12 years. The taxes on her full-time salary going back to work is 43% because it's added on top of mine. It's 27% federal, 5% state, 8% Social Security. We lose the child tax credit. We can't contribute to a Roth IRA anymore. We can't contribute to our child's.
All right, name me.
I mean, is 43%?
All right, hang on. I'm going to answer.
Is that too low?
No. I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer you by saying, first of all, okay, do you consider yourself to be either in the following categories? Middle class, lower middle class, or upper middle class?
With her full-time salary, we're at least upper middle class.
All right. Name me one person right now seeking office as a Democrat that is saying that if you are in the middle class or you are even in the upper middle class, that you are not paying your fair share of taxes. Who's saying that?
Several of them have said, at least some of them have said they wanted to repeal all of the Bush tax cuts.
Stop.
Okay.
I ask you a specific targeted question to name me anybody who's running who has said that people in the upper middle class or the middle class or the lower middle class are not paying their fair share of taxes. Who said that?
I cannot name one.
Okay. Now, let me say something to you. Let me point something out.
Okay.
No one has said that. And that's not what the debate is about. What the debate is about the tax cuts that affect the top 1 to 5%. And the top 1 to 5%, a good part of their income is either passed on to them, or they get it through investment, not going to an everyday job. And the higher up you go, and the bigger the cut comes, the more likely they are to be dealing with inherited wealth. Those of us who sit down on the other end of the spectrum, we're not getting significant breaks like they are. They're getting away with murder. Now, Here's something else. Everybody in this society, everybody in this country has to pay their fair share. We can work overtime to eliminate abuse, and we can work overtime to eliminate wasteful spending. And nobody has engaged in that more than the current administration with the aid of a Congress that they largely controlled, which exercised and used no oversight, which is not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to have oversight, even if the person who's sitting in the White House is in the same party you're in. Now, this idea that I'm the only one that matters and that I want my stuff and the hell with everybody else and I don't want to have to pay, that doesn't work. It doesn't work because when you have unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards and you do not have a fair and progressive tax system, what you end up getting is you end up getting a big gulf between the haves and have-nots, and you end up getting domestic turmoil. Plus, you also have other problems, like we're beginning to experience now, where the infrastructure is starting to crumble because these things haven't been addressed. We should not be sitting in a situation where pay-as-you-play or pay-as-you-go should be abolished. We should have to pay as we go. That's been thrown out. Guess who threw that out? Go look at the votes. I won't give you the answer. You can go look it up.
So no, I know who threw that out.
All right. So the fact is that we have to decide. This is the debate. We have to decide as American citizens, as people who love our country, and people who live in the state of Colorado and we love the state, we have to decide what price we're willing to pay to have one of the best places in the world. And it doesn't make any difference what your political party is. It doesn't make any difference what your orientation is. The fact is that nowhere are you going to ever get anything for free. Nowhere. So we should be having this debate. And those people who, it's like Hillary Clinton. She got laughed at for that book. Remember, It Takes a Village to Raise a Child? Actually, if you think about this, that's really nothing to laugh at. Because we lived in a country at one time where your kids got into trouble, or you got into trouble as a kid, or I got into trouble as a kid. Guess who ratted you out? And guess who took you to your parents? It was your neighbors. That's the definition of a village. If we all don't have pride in the United States of America, man, we're in trouble. And these people are not telling the truth about this stuff, and it's killing us, and it's going to kill it for your kids, and it's going to kill it for my nephew and my grandkids. That's all we're saying. All right, I'm out of time. Call me again, and I promise next time not to rant and rave so much.
Okay, take care.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with being a libertarian. There's a little bit of libertarian in all of us, except maybe the current administration. Thanks, man.
Take it easy.
All right. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Ricardo Margon with traffic.
Okay, the biggest problem continues to be southbound I-25 as you come down from I-70, backing up due to this accident at 20th, blocking the left side of the highway, so you definitely want to get yourself to the right side as you head through there. Backup's going past I-70 right now. Better speeds on 6th Avenue, earlier problem as you approach I-25 out of the way, so a better drive through there. Do have an accident off the highway at Colorado and Martin Luther King Boulevard, a car and a bicycle in an accident there. Watch for emergency vehicles responding in that particular area. As far as weather goes, mostly sunny with a high of 74. Tonight's low 44 with some patchy fog on the way. Some changes over the weekend. Showers in 60s tomorrow, 50s for Sunday. Right now it is 54 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is on its way. The single best way to stay healthy is with a flu shot from the Visiting Nurses Association.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low, flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit gotomeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's gotomeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
There's a selection of clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. This is a fact. Talk to anybody in the car business if they're honest with you. If they're open and honest with you, they'll tell you. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. Automobiles are bad investments. They really are. But you can save some of that money. Matter of fact, you can save a lot of that money by simply going to Rocky's Autos. Because you see, somebody else has taken the hit on that financially. Get out there and see my friends, Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris. Go out there and see Adolph. Go out there and see Johnny Mays, Gerard Menard, any of the folks working out there. Lizzie. Any of the folks working out there. Get out there and see them. They're good folks, and they'll take care of you. I guarantee it. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internets at rockiesautos.com. Open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They are just the best people in the world. I'm proud to be able to talk about them. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
On Lifetime.
The most common question that I get asked is, what happens when we die?
Lisa Williams is this generation's foremost communicator with the dead.
Do you want to know everything?
Lisa channels the dead directly through her own body.
Lisa took on the characteristics of my sister. It was like I was looking at my sister.
Bringing the dead alive right in front of their family members.
I was asking spirit to show themselves to me.
Lisa Williams, Life Among the Dead.
Oh, my God.
Season 2 premieres tonight at 9, 8 Central on Lifetime.
Right now, there are some amazing deals on toys at Toys R Us. Get up to 65% off a great selection of family DVDs. Originally $7.99 to $13.99, now only $4.99. Plus, buy one, get one free on all Fisher-Price dollhouses and accessories. And available Tuesday, October 9th, get the PSP Star Wars Limited Edition Entertainment Pack. Toys R Us, time for childhood. Deals valid through October 13th. Three items must be of equal or lesser value to the lowest priced item purchased. Limited quantities available. No rain checks. Continental U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, man, it's Friday. You know what? We got to celebrate. We got to get down with the stones. God, I love this. Turn it up. Turn it way up. Turn it up.
I am the little red rooster.
Ooh.
Too late.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, Stones.
I am the little red rooster, two legs and a crow for day.
Man, this song just puts the mo-yo-ho on you, you know what I mean?
Keep everything in the farm, upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl.
When Brian Jones died, the Stones went to hell.
Watch out, strange cat people. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't had no peace in the farm yard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Bad message to the folks of the mountain. Why don't you grow some and play this every once in a while?
Oh,
this real quick before we get out of here. Here's John Gibson from Foxaganda News on his radio show. While discussing the incident in which the student shot four people at his Cleveland high school before killing himself, Fox News host John Gibson asserted that, "I know the shooter was white. I knew it as soon as he shot himself. Hip-hoppers don't do that. They shoot and move on to shoot again." What is wrong with John Gibson? John Gibson, you know, Foxaganda. How does anybody take any of that seriously, what goes on that channel? All right. Monday, chance to win $760, Carl Bernstein, and a whole lot more. Have a great weekend.
This just in, we have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agent.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
800-385-8507. That's 800-385-8507. Call 800-385-8507.